theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
This actually happened.
I know. All thanks to Raul's wonderful planning skills.
As you have noticed, we are not Nary Signs.
We are not Nary Signs. We are not Jeff Mercancini.
We are not David Ulloa. We are not Raul
Hernandez. We are not Jason Remy.
We are none of those people.
We are their better halves and then some.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then none of that either, because I'm none of that.
That's why I said, and then some.
Bros better half.
That's true.
That's true.
So welcome to this very special Moms and Merlot takeover of Mount Geekmore.
Yes.
Well, it's in general an estrogen takeover.
This is an estrogen takeover because it's not exclusively Moms and
Merlot.
This is a cross geek bro takeover
episode. Yes, because we have two mamas from Moms and Merlot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Stephanie from WooBro.
Yes.
And Christy from cosplay.
What's
up, people?
Yeah. I was actually just from cosplay. Like, I'm just from all of cosplay.
I just do all the cosplays. All of
every
them.
Every single one.
I do
all of them. Send them so to good. Me. All
it's
the cosplays.
It's been a long day.
It's Monday.
It's
just
going
to be my excuse for everything. It's been a long day. Oh, my dog.
Your dogs terrify me every time I hear them scratch at the door.
Like, and there's someone trying to kill me.
My
whatever.
Dogs are trying to break out of my bedroom because I made them stay in there.
Do you want to go around and just introduce ourselves and talk about our individual podcast really quick? Just very, very quickly.
All right, Steph, you want to do, Mom?
Sure. I'm Stephanie Ulloa. My husband is David from Geekmore, and I'm also one of the panelists on Mamas and Merlot. For anybody that hasn't listened to Mamas and Merlot, we're moms and we drink wine and we talk shit about everything.
And they're awesome.
While we're drunk and we talk shit.
We talk shit, but we don't judge.
But we don't judge.
No.
We don't judge other moms.
Oh, that's nice.
We judge celebrities.
You know what? If that's like a genuine rule, I really do like that. Yeah, no,
it's awesome.
We talk
shit about our children.
We talk shit about our husbands and how incapable they can be.
Our mamas?
No, mamas are sacred.
Mamas are sacred, and we do make fun of names like Dream Kardashian, but
oh, that's right. It was wine.
Yeah, so Mamas and Merlot usually uploads on Tuesdays on the Geek Bro Network. So if you haven't heard us, check us out.
MOMMASANDMERLOT. Right.
Steph.
Okay, and then I'm Steph from WooBro. I think it was the first podcast from the Geek Bro Network.
WooBro launched this, all of this.
Yes.
Except for cosplay.
Cosplay fame was a separate thing. And then
they dragged us over.
Over
kicking and screaming. I'm going, why? Why am I doing this? Why?
Why is this happening? Yes.
And WooBro was birthed after Nary's many attempts of trying to get this podcast continuing, and I am one of I don't know how many co-hosts he's been through.
He's been like six different co-hosts.
Like I think, like serious co-host was Mike,
mm-hmm.
and then you and Xander.
Mm-hmm.
Now you.
Mm-hmm. But then we also had the other guy for a while too. I forgot his name.
Chris.
Oh.
Yeah, he was that memorable.
He did a few. It was only a handful of episodes.
So, the way I started on WooBro,
if you did not understand the subtext there.
clear as crystal.
So if you haven't heard WooBro before here and you're listening to Geekmore, listen for the last few episodes, because before that, it's my ex, and like, who needs to listen to that?
Girl, work.
No, it's mostly because you start finding out way too much about my personal life, and I would rather start a little fresh, and you just
hear
single stuff.
You don't need to know.
No, or you know what? I'm going to be a good co-host and be like, listen to all the things. We hear way too much personal shit about me.
I prefer it without...
That's oh my God. Just my opinion.
Okay, I feel fucked up.
No, don't feel fucked up. That's a compliment. It's a compliment to you. I think you do
yeah. So better. I started on WooBro because one day I came along with as the ride of the person who was going to be the new co-host on WooBro.
The ex and who shall not be named.
who shall not be named.
Very apropos. Voldemort.
Yes. I came along with and then sat in for an episode and then I've been in this house ever since.
Yeah. She kind of just came and never left.
I like never left. It's been.
It's I always been, watch. I watched the pivot episode on Friday night.
I'm like, what just happened?
This is what happens.
And we're sober.
I know. We've only had like.
We really. We have just started sipping the wine. Yes. So anyways, yes. Okay. So yeah, I started then and I've been here for 3 years now. Yeah. So
we kept her because she's awesome.
Yeah. We definitely picked the better half.
Yeah.
And I don't care if he hears.
Oh, okay. We got Steph in the divorce.
Oh, I love the bravery.
Okay. I just don't think he's that funny.
You're just having
me. And so the cards are on the table.
Hey, I'm not used to this yet. I'm so interested and I cannot wait. You understand? I record with boys all the time.
This is so much more.
Oh, I just don't give a shit.
So we don't care.
I have okay. Of all the fucks, I have none.
I got rid of my fucks.
The least amount of fucks possible. I have negative fucks.
Well, her fucks.
People can give me some fucks.
David, I'm talking to you.
People could probably give me some fucks by now, too.
Hey, we need to get Stephanie some fucks if you're listening and you're qualified.
On Twitter.
I'm not that Steph.
Steph, are you on Tinder?
Unfortunately.
I started dating Raul before Tinder existed, so I never experienced
the same
Tinder
thing with Mary.
I've never even done online dating at all.
Me neither.
I
kind of fell ass backwards into online dating because I met Nary online.
You met Nary on MySpace. That's not even online dating.
It's not. No. It's online.
But it wasn't it was an online meeting.
Yeah, actually, I met one of my
each other in a weird corner of the internet.
Yeah, your meet cute was like very specific. All right, so wait, so do we just roll into geek news?
Wait, Christy. Oh,
Christy. No.
Christy.
It's okay, I'm forgettable.
Oh, no.
Unforgettable.
I'm Christy, and usually I'm not on the Cosplay Fame podcast, but
she's too dirty. But you're here representing cosplay.
Usually
them.
Because they record at my house at 9 p.m. when I have gotten home from work, and I am like, you all can go fuck yourselves. I'm gonna shower because I'm exhausted and I'm making the monies and working hard. So
that's right.
Bye bye.
That is
bring
right.
home that bacon, girl.
Work,
mama, work.
But anyway,
work.
So Angelica. You can find me on some Cosplay Fame
Thank
podcasts.
Did we just become best friends?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Chrissy's my actual best friend.
She just got so insulted.
I'm sorry, she picked up on a Hamilton reference.
I got really excited for a second.
That's okay.
Oh my.
That's all. I don't know. So usually you're used to Raul speaking on Cosplay Fame, but
and on Geekmore for that matter,
and on Geekmore and on WooBro
now.
Yeah,
he's Raul's just, got
he's
his hands like full.
He's Geekmore Network slut. Just
yeah,
just
he is
all over the place.
Yeah,
He brings my Sophie presents. So Sophie loves him.
Oh no, I know.
Sophie
I know.
Loves him.
I know.
Yeah, he's the guy she climbs. Mm-hmm. She refers him to.
She is the mommy. Remember that guy last night? I climbed all over him.
Papi's friend.
Papi's friend.
This is Sophie. They're all
all Papi's friends.
So and Sophie, they're all Papi's friends.
All of you guys are mommy's friends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For a second, for a while, I was your sister.
Yeah,
according to her,
Steph was my sister.
Oh, okay. Well,
she goes, you know, Papi's friend with the purple hair, and I go, see, mommy, that's Papi's friend. He goes, she goes, no, that's your sister.
Okay.
All right, well. I will accept this.
If you say so. Okay, real quick, back to Mama's and Merlot. Since we are taking over, we do want to talk real quick about the wine that we're drinking tonight. If you do want to drink along with us, we are drinking a Robert Mondavi Private Selection Merlot. And
oh, my God.
Merlot.
That's the title of one of our episodes. episode.
Oh, we broke staff.
It was like episode eight or something.
Try not to take
the title is Irma Gerd. Seven or eight. I don't remember. It's Irma Gerd. It's Merlot. It was the title of our episode because it only took like eight episodes for us to actually drink a Merlot.
Yeah, we had like every type of wine except for Merlot. So
now we are drinking another Merlot. And all right, Steph M S. Not that Steph.
Not that
Steph. I'm gonna call you guys by your Twitter handle because if not. Okay, so at not that Steph, go ahead.
Oh, well, seeing as right now our listeners, odds are our Mamas and Malota listeners, I'm literally not that Steph.
Yeah. She's the other Steph.
I'm the other one. So.
She's doing geek news.
Yes. So starting off in geek news, I don't know what format we usually do.
Are we going to do like the boys?
Geek news.
We have to come up with our own shit. That was sad.
Yeah, here it is.
No, we could come up with something like harmonized and pretty.
Okay. We should have done that before.
Yeah, probably before all the like I ate all that sugar and had the wine. And
sorry. Go ahead. Geek news.
Okay. All right. So we'll start off with. All right. So Marvel announced today, I guess, that they're going to be starting a new Darth Maul comic. I don't know if it's going to be
Basil.
I think some of us don't care.
It's like I've told Dave, I will watch. Movies with you all the live long day. TV shows are too much to commit. I'm not gonna do comic books. I mean, I get.
You've never had like a single comic book that you've been into?
He bought me. No, to answer your question, no. But he wanted to get me into comics. He bought me because I'm a big Harley Quinn fan. He bought me Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, cool.
And it sat there for 6 months, and then I'm like, dude, just sell it. I'm not gonna read this.
There's like certain ones I'm like really into. I am a comic book fan.
I know.
Yeah, I am of the geeks. Yes, I am one of them.
She's like one of those.
Yes, I'm one of those. There's a lot of different comic like runs that I like. I am not the kind of person, I cannot commit to a whole lot of storylines just because they do take a long time to come out, and I get really impatient for every single Wednesday for a whole slew of comics that are cross-referenced and they're in different little characters.
I know.
And stuff.
David has some stacks and like so many boxes of shit. And
sounds
I'm like,
exhausting.
It's exhausting.
That does sound exhausting.
It really.
Why
it is.
Have you?
It's a lot to keep track
of. I knew someone.
You need a filing system.
I knew someone that would.
Well,
spend
I kind of like that they do like big books. And
well, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
a lot of times,
I like that they're online now.
Yeah, that too.
I like that they're online.
I like that they're online because then they don't take up space in my home.
Well, I'm saying that's what for the most part now. I either read it online or I'll wait till a volume is like at least consolidated of a bunch of these.
I knew
like,
somebody
comics.
That used to spend $100 a week on comic books.
Oh damn,
that's insane.
Damn. Okay. See, like, I've never been that.
Ooh, you like, know.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. We're talking about a person they know.
Yeah. Do I need to pause?
You know who it is too.
I do.
Yes. Pause.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Go. I need to catch up with the wine.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Get on it, girl.
All right. Getting on it. All right. So, I'm actually kind of excited about the announcement. I am a Star Wars fan. I have been curious about Darth Maul. So, since I am going to direct this to you because of the fact that you're uninterested, I'm actually going to say, like, because I'm sure you have been dragged to watch the Star Wars movies.
Oh, but
have
I
you?
Like Star Wars.
Well, I
don't
like Star Wars,
but like crazy, like but psycho like, about it. But I like Star Wars.
But did you ever get the obsession with Darth Maul?
No,
exactly. Like, that's like a lot of people, like
at all.
I know a lot of people are really into him, and if
I mean,
you're
he's a cool looking character, you know,
is it it's the double thing,
the double sword thing,
the double looking man.
No, I know, like, but like, what's the
dual lightsaber thing?
What's the appeal?
I don't know. Like, honestly, when he came up, I think it was just the mystery of the character. I think it was the Boba Fett thing all over again, where
maybe
there was, like, a cool looking character showed up, and then everyone just became obsessed. And then once you start fleshing out the backstory, becomes really interesting. Like with Clone Wars, Boba Fett's story finally becomes interesting. Mm-hmm. When you first see Boba Fett and you have no idea who he is, I personally never understood the obsession. Mm. Same thing with Darth Maul. I was like, okay, he's cool. Why are we all super, super obsessed with this character? Mm-hmm. Since then, his character has been a little more fleshed out and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I've heard he's half the man he
is. He in Rogue One or no?
That was good.
Anyway. I dropped the idea. See, Jason, I can do it too.
That was a reference to him being cut in half.
I wasn't listening.
I said he's half the man he used to be. Nah.
Okay, so the writer, I'm so sorry. This is going to be the weirdest geek news you've ever heard. But okay, the series is going to be written by Cullen Bunn, who is known for his work on Marvel's Uncanny X-Men. So that's actually really promising. It's going to be illustrated by Luke Ross. I'm actually not familiar with Luke Ross's work, but he's already done stuff for Star Wars Force Awakens. So I'm guessing at least the art will be consistent. So the comic's going to focus on Maul as a warrior still in training under Darth Sidious.
Classic.
And forbidden from taking on as a Jedi.
When Harry does when he doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I really do feel like I have like Femnary next to me. And I'm trying, and I'm trying to talk about something like, I'm trying to talk about like one of my feminist stories and he's like, that. Riveting.
That is a fantastic.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Yeah, no, okay, so it's just basically going to show the relationship going between Maul and Darth Sidious and why Darth Maul starts becoming the way he is. No, Darth Sidious is just another one of the, like, evil Jedi people. Like, I don't describe it without getting really, really, really technical.
Thank you so much.
That should just be the sound clip for every single time one of us has a question about something.
Interesting question.
My theory's a British man because I wanted Alfred.
Mine's Australian. Oh, also,
mine's not a British man.
I wanted Alfred. I wanted like my own Alfred in my pocket.
Oh, I wanted
I wanted the doctor, so
you
I made
a Hemsworth in your pocket.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I should change it to Australia.
I should too. Actually,
it's hot.
It's really hot.
I believe you.
Yeah,
I believe
my only thing is like I would have changed it to Australian too. Is just now I actually do know like enough Australian people where it would be weird. It'd be a little bit like,
are they
voice.
All really good looking?
Some of them are, yes.
Do you have a theory that people that come out of Australia are either like godly looking or like absolutely horrifying? Like there's no in between.
Like Hugh Jackman. I've seen
white.
You know,
aw, she's pretty.
I have a theory on that. I just have a theory on that.
That he's gay.
Yeah, she's definitely a beard. Like there's no way those two have sex. There's no
they
way.
Have a son, no?
Yeah, their kids are adopted.
Oh.
Anyway.
Right. Moving on.
That's a discussion for Mamas and Willow.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm, like, wasn't curious. Listening, so I can participate the next time.
Hugh Jackman, gay. That's it.
Ah, see.
Okay.
I love him. He's on my list, but he won't have sex with me, so whatever.
All right, so. Nice. Continuing on, because I can tell this is not going to be something we're going to talk about for a while. USA orders a crime drama based on the murders of Tupac and Biggie Smalls.
I'm down.
God, I'm so time. Down.
I'm down. Hey, no, but did you see? Did you see American Crime Story?
No,
it was fucking really, really good.
Yeah. Oh wait, No, you're talking about the one that they acted it out. I saw the 5-part one on ESPN.
No.
One was freaking amazing.
I'm talking about this was the Ryan Murphy one.
The one where, on like, David Schwimmer was
Robert Kardashian.
I wanted to see that. Is that on Netflix?
I think it is on Netflix. It was fantastic. It was very well cast.
Yeah, David Schwimmer looks just like Robert Kardashian.
Ryan Murphy, I love him, but, like, David and I have a theory that he only does, like, 3 good seasons of a show before they start to jump ship, with the exception, or jump the shark. Not
oh, my
that.
God, that's so true.
Right, but this, except...
Christie's face.
Except, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Think of every show that he's done after the 3rd season and starts to drop off, except this season.
American Horror Story.
Well, this season of American Horror Story has completely turned it around, in my opinion.
The beginning. Yes.
I'm, like, 2 episodes behind. Two episodes behind, so right, I haven't gotten there yet.
No spoilers. No
they
spoilers.
They have... Just screwed it all up.
But yeah, if
I
just,
I heard it gets really, really campy.
If you want a good show, watch Westworld, because holy fuck.
Oh,
I've been hearing a lot about that.
Did you watch yesterday's?
I'm 2 episodes behind. We're 2 episodes behind on, like, everything.
Watch them together. Watch yesterday's and then, like, call me, text me, whatever, because, oh my God, the theories and all. My mind is, like, blown.
Okay.
I need to make a
separate
podcast.
If I just blew your mind like I blew Chrissy's mind, that Ryan Murphy only does 3 good seasons
it
before
it starts
to jump the shark. Think of it. Nip Tuck, after 3rd season, done. Mm-hmm. Like, was fucking awful. Glee, after season 3, bad.
Wait, what happened after season 3 of Glee?
Nobody knows.
That was...
No, I decided to stick with it, and I kept watching.
I think season 3 was the season that they... like the season they graduated from high school. So season 4 was, like, the college years. I hate when shows do the college years. I like when they do, like, a One Tree Hill, and they do a time jump, and they're already, like...
That kind of bothered me a little bit. It bothered me.
In One Tree Hill?
I have a problem with the word bothered.
I can't say the word bothered.
You can't be bothered to say bothered.
Anyway, I cannot.
The whole point of the Ryan Murphy thing is that
if they do it like that, like how American Crime Story was done, that it was very well done. It was very accurate. Like, you can tell that they studied the tapes of that trial. And so if they do their research and they do it well, I'm very excited for this. I've talked about this on Mamas. I'm a hip hop fan. So
she's gangsta as
fuck. I'm gangsta, yo. I am. And so I am a hip hop fan, and I'm a,
so it affected you a lot when this actually happened. Like,
well, I was like nine. When yeah, this
I wasn't exactly like.
But I knew what was going on. I knew who they were.
I didn't know what was happening.
I knew what was going on, and I knew who they were.
Tupac's still alive.
Tupac's totally still alive.
that was not a hologram.
But anyway, so I am cautiously optimistic, depending on where this goes and who is involved and.
Uh-huh. What's on USA? They do pretty good with their dramas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anything that's on basic, I can't do anything network anymore, just because network can't compete. With the exception of This Is Us, I haven't like been.
I still have to watch that. I've been
so watching many that. People
have I tell you that it's like this. I mean, the only network shows I watch anymore is because I've been invested in them for years. I haven't been this blown away with a network show probably ever.
Wow.
It's like so good.
That's what I've heard.
I haven't watched the last one, but like at least one time episode which I get completely
David cries every episode. Every single episode.
And the thing is, like, good. I go into it kind of knowing, but it's not one of those shows that it's so cheesy that you go in and you're like, oh, well, this is a weepy show. It's just genuinely well written.
It's very well written and very well acted.
Yes.
So, and it's,
and the music.
I need to watch it.
It's really good.
I need to watch that.
It's really so good. Very good. It's all on Hulu, so if you can, you know, you want to get caught up, watch that. So anyway.
Maybe I'll do that tomorrow while I do laundry.
Laundry was an air quote.
That was just for you.
Context.
You guys, can we talk about the Beauty and the Beast trailer?
Yes, please. Okay. So I got goosebumps today when I watched Rubro, it.
I know I went off on a tangent with Neri about how much I hate Bill, and I still stand by that. But like I said,
okay, look, I agree with Stephanie.
Wait, what do you hate?
She's cunty.
She hates Bill, and I don't appreciate that. nice, but I don't appreciate
that. Belle that you don't like the character.
I don't like the character of Belle.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
She's pretentious.
I love Beauty and the Beast, and I think that they have the best of all the side characters and ensembles. Like, that's the best one. That, like, their characters are the most fleshed out. And there's more of them, which is harder to do with more characters. This, as long as it stays more Jungle Book and not Maleficent, I'm fine.
It seems like, but it seems like it seems more like
there are some things that were like shot for shot.
And the music,
and when they were like dancing in the ballroom, I was like, oh my god.
When I got to see them actually, like, he did the, like, he picked her up and did the twirl, and she's wearing the dress. I'm like, the dress. She's wearing the dress. And I actually really like the way he looks. I like the way the beast, the design.
I do like the way the beast looks.
I don't like his face, but it looks like
he kind of ran into a wall.
The actual actor looks like Prince Adam. That's his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like him. Like in the cartoon, the guy who. Mm-hmm. Yeah. End. So I get the resent, but what are you looking for? I don't like his face.
Oh, my phone.
The phones are going off, and I'm either trying to look at yours for the geek news and also have clients writing to me on the other one. So I'm like,
speaking of the geek news, real quick, thank you, Jeffrey, for sending us.
There's still more. We just completely was like,
we're here now. I'm sorry. But yeah, it was. Like, I'm really excited about
it.
I'm actually really on board with all the live action remakes so far. Pretty good with I didn't really like Maleficent, but that's a personal thing for me.
Did you like Cinderella?
I haven't seen Cinderella.
You should.
Haven't seen Cinderella. It's on my to watch list. My issue with Maleficent, not that it was a bad movie, I just didn't like that they completely changed the story. That was my official.
Okay, so you don't like. Okay, so you don't like movies that alter your perception of the character.
Correct.
Like, okay.
No, and I'm finally getting a Maleficent.
So did you ever watch? Okay, because I heard you do Broadway references before. Have you ever seen Wicked?
Oh, I love Wicked, but that's fine. But Wicked didn't change the Wizard of Oz story.
Right. Exactly.
Maleficent changed the Sleeping Beauty story. I got a little bit in my crotch.
Wine. She means wine.
Sure.
Not that Maleficent got her a little bit in the crotch.
No. Maleficent got me a little bit in the crotch. She
was beautiful.
She really was.
I'm not an Angelina Jolie fan. We've discussed that on Mamas before, on Mam before.
Team Jen.
Yeah. Team Jen. But that being said, when they casted her, I was like, this is the only person that could play her.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And she was great as Maleficent. Just the fact that they changed key elements of the story
is what I mean the story is still
okay, like, have you sat down and watched Sleeping Beauty again? recently.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. It's my favorite Disney movie.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a lot of leeway there to like flesh everything out because
I guess. And I'm fine with the fact that like she was in love with King Stefan, and that's fine. Like I don't know. I had my issues. But that being said, the movie was good and it was beautifully shot and whatever, but I just it was a little too different for my taste. But The Jungle Book was fantastic.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
The Jungle Book was perfect. Oh my God.
It made me cry.
What did you think about Chris Walken, though?
Amazing.
Singing. Specifically.
I'm fine. You didn't see Hairspray?
It was okay.
The movie Hairspray?
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved it. It was okay.
That was the only part that sucked me out of the movie, of The Jungle Book, was because they put in I Want to Be Like You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They did put in Bare Necessities. Bare Necessities fit in because it fit with the scene.
And also just very much suits Bill Murray.
Right. Yeah. But I Want to Be Like You just kind of felt like, oh, look, there's a song coming on. You know? Like, yeah. It was just very, like, it was
but
very...
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. And I love Christopher Walken. And I other than that, it was... So that being said, that Lion King remake is going to be ridiculous.
I cannot wait.
That's gonna be.
I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to handle the scene with the death.
I don't know.
Oh my God, I couldn't handle it
when I was.
But what I like about the Beauty and the Beast movie, and which is what they're gonna do with the Little Mermaid one also, is that they're gonna incorporate numbers from the stage show.
Okay. Yeah, and then some things from the original fairy tale.
Some things from the original fairy tale will be incorporated, and they're gonna do that with the Little Mermaid. And Jon Favreau has said that the Lion King movie is going to be a musical, and there are three musical numbers in the stage show that are to die for. That I really, really hope make it into the live action.
So, I'm sure they will.
It's with Jon Favreau; he'll probably do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
he's a great director.
I really do like him.
He's
also the ultimate fighting champion.
He is. I was just about to say, I really loved him on Friends.
And you know what? I really loved him for Monica.
I did too.
I mean, I understand why he had.
Look at all the money we have.
You can have a money salad. It will be dry, but people will like it.
If you're interested in Friends, please listen to episode 10.
Episode 10 of Mama.
By the
Merlot.
Time this released, released, it will be our will previous be recording.
Correct.
Episode 10. Episode 10.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my God! When you guys had episode 7, did you do the thing?
What thing?
No, we didn't, and we should have.
Damn it, Stephanie, where were you then?
Not a mom. I was not a mom.
That's okay, but we allow other podcasters on our show.
Yes, okay. We made an exception for a non-mom.
Yeah. Okay. I have
an open invitation for what?
She has a dog too.
She has a dog too.
I'm a doggy. There you go. I'm a doggy mommy.
You have an open invitation. We extend the invitation.
Okay.
Yes.
So
all right.
What's next?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So moving on from Tupac and Biggie. Yay. Live long, I guess.
prosper.
Yeah. Oh, so David Yates is directing all 5 of the Fantastic Beasts movies.
That's great.
Good.
You know, the funny thing is...
I don't like series that change directors a lot. I feel like that drops consistency.
It did with the Harry Potter movies. It kind of served them well in some senses because...
Yeah. Because Chris Columbus is good at doing like kiddish movies.
Yes.
And
Alfonso Cuarón like established a new kind of direction.
Correct.
And like
yes,
right, and,
like cinematography.
And I think that was one of his like first movies too, because he hadn't done anything really big at that point. But Chris Columbus did like the Home Alone movies. So
yeah.
And, you know, so he's good with handling more. I don't want to say juvenile. That's the word.
Like lighthearted. Fair.
Right,
like,
lighthearted. Yeah. Which the first two Harry Potters are in. Prisoner of Azkaban is where Harry Potter starts to get dark.
Yeah. And so, it got dark. Yeah.
And the progression films visually got darker,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's why
it needed the change.
And that's why I did like when they put Alfonso in it, because of the fact that that dramatic change needed to happen then.
Correct.
Exactly.
And then David Yates kept that going.
Yes.
I admittedly, though, initially hated him. And I think it only served from the fact that back then, because the books were still the books were still coming out, and then shortly before the movies, mm-hmm. I was still so attached to the story itself that every single time a movie came out, I was always angry.
I think that was difficult. Yeah. That's why I didn't watch most of the movies in the theater.
Also, take it.
Probably better off.
Remember that Goblet of Fire is twice the size of one of the first three books.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
there's
I mean,
so much,
when
there's
you,
so
there's
much
so much that you can't, that doesn't make it in.
The whole house elf
the whole Spew house elf storyline didn't, yeah, make it didn't in make because it
right. Winky does not exist.
No, Winky does not exist.
Oh, Winky.
I know.
Winky the house elf.
Yeah. There's so many characters in the books that you love that don't exist.
Right.
That should, like, have been a, that should have been a side story, like a side, like, list all on its own. Like, story,
we could do a part two takeover.
Oh, of course.
I'm saying characters that just didn't make it into, didn't make it into the movie. Characters that didn't make it into a movie, they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, Peeves is hugely important. So, like, Winky also, like, whatever. Anyways, I have feelings. We're gonna get to that.
So that's good.
So yeah, I do like that he's directing. I was really surprised to begin with when I found out there was gonna be 5 Fantastic Beasts movies.
I'm actually kind of excited about that because it's all original material,
and it's all gonna be
we
heard.
We don't have books to go up, back.
Yes, we don't have books.
We just
to
have
judge
a couple. We just have like some Pottermore, you know, short stories. But that's, you know.
Unfortunately, I'm hoping that this means that J.K. is actually going to be doing the rest of the screenplays as well then.
Oh, we'll wouldn't doubt it.
I hope she does.
Because hopefully. The thing is, since she did the screenplay of this movie, is why I'm excited.
J.K. Rowling, if you're listening, you have an open invitation to Mamas and Merlot.
Or my house. You can just have an open invitation to my house.
We've had standing invitations out to several people, but she was our first one. She's our standing. Just kind of like, you know how Inside the Actors Studio is? Because we're that important.
We are. Listen, nobody will think we are if we don't think
we are. You're absolutely right.
We are that important.
Put
that thought onto the
universe. So, JK, Joe, if you are listening.
Hey, mama. You're welcome. Mama, you're welcome to join us. Come drink with us.
That's no JK.
No. We will go to you. We already said that. We will go to you. We will go to London.
We will
go to you.
Any of us will make that sacrifice. That huge sacrifice.
I will bend
over. London, baby!
So yeah, I'm actually really excited about the movies, and I guess this has to do with the geek news thing, because I don't know how I feel. I do know how I feel. I did not like the last book because she didn't write it.
The Cursed Child.
Right. Okay. I haven't read Cursed Child yet.
You haven't read it yet, and you're
mid. Vanessa is lending it to me, so I'll probably get started on
it. It's true. Like,
it's a very easy read. The fact that you're only halfway through, I think, says a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, because I finished it. Yeah. In one night. Like,
I sat there.
Oh, no, I could have easily.
Yeah.
I do have a friend of mine that did go to London and saw the show. Mm-hmm. And she said it was amazing. So
that's what I thought.
I feel like visually,
the show is going to have, like, the scenery.
I'm still going to watch it.
Oh, well, yeah. Like, Neri, you have to take me to London. Like, you have to. This is going to happen.
You have to do the sacrifice as well.
I mean, I also, and like I was discussing a little bit before the podcast, like, I feel Steph and I were talking that since we have, like, theater backgrounds, it kind of, I want to read it in that mindset, like coming at it from like an actor's perspective as opposed to just being a fan and being a reader.
Well, I lent it to Neri's niece. She's 12. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I finished reading it, I saw her the next day. I'm like, do you have it? Do you want to read it? I'll lend it to you. So I lent it to her, and I'm like, before you read it and before you judge it, I'm like, it is not written like a book.
It is
a play. Mm-hmm. It's like sentence, a little paragraph describing the background.
Do you have to
lean
on your imagination?
It's not what we're used to in the books. I'm like, she's 12. Like, we get it. We're adults. Yeah. Like, we understand. I'm like, she's 12. Not that she's stupid. She's actually a very smart girl. But I'm like, it's going to be different.
Right.
And you're not going to. I mean, I loved it. I think I told you, Steph, like, when I read it, I'm like, I'm so happy to be back with Harry and to be back with the characters.
That's how I felt when I first picked it up. I was emotional and super happy.
Yeah.
The moment I first picked it up, because I'm not ruining anything by saying this, but it picks up from the epilogue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like the
first page.
Right.
So it's kind of, because it picks up from the epilogue, it really does feel like you're like, oh yeah, I get to continue being with them. I don't
really
miss
it's like
them.
We didn't miss any time.
Yeah. So there is that emotional happiness at the beginning.
There's a few times that I got choked up, like, thinking of it as a parent, and I was like, oh, the kid, the parent-child dynamic. I was like,
but yeah, and for me at that moment, I was just really happy because I'm like, oh my God, Harry's happy. And I was just, you know.
Yeah.
I just am very attached to Harry's happiness.
We all are.
Yeah.
Yep. And look, we're sitting here talking about them still.
Yeah.
Yes, like they're people. They are to me.
Deathly Hallows came out 7 years ago? 6 years? No. No, David and I weren't married yet, and we've been married 7 years, so probably like close to 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even.
I was in college when it came out.
Yeah, I was in college too. I remember Deathly Hallows came out the weekend I was taking we were going with my brother to go look at colleges in New York, and I David and I went to the release party at the Borders in Columbus Circle. So
damn,
yeah, that was pretty cool. But yeah, so that
for
was
for the Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows. Yeah.
Wasn't that the one that we ran into each other at Barnes and Noble?
No, that was Half Blood Prince.
No, I remember when we left, they were like, "Hedwig dies." Well, that's Half Blood Prince.
What? No, because she dies in Deathly Hallows.
Yeah, that's why it was Deathly Hallows.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
because I remember it was the last one and there were still, maybe there was just still stuff going on.
Maybe.
And I,
odds yeah. are, that, I mean, maybe odds it's just are a party. It's just,
yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, no, Half of the Prince is one of those ones I definitely stayed up all night reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I cried. I cried yep. so much. I like at some point through the book. Well, I genuinely threw the book at some point.
Well, I read faster, and David and I were reading at the same time, and I was like two or three chapters ahead of him. And when it got to Dobby, I was like, I had like a physical reaction. I was like, and he's like, why? Because people were dying left and right. Yeah. So he's like, who is it? I'm like, I don't want to tell you.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. And he's like, he just starts naming, because Dave is one of these people that once he gets he needs to know. Like, yeah, yeah. Something he yeah. like kind of knows about something, he will fight you tooth and nail until he finds out about it. And he's just like naming people, and he gets to Dobby, and I just like. So. Yeah.
So he spoiled himself.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
No, that wasn't, I didn't do it.
Yeah, that wasn't you. That no. was him digging.
Exactly.
He was digging for that body.
And he got mad at me. He's like, why fault. Did you say anything? I'm like,
I didn't. I cried.
I didn't.
Jerk. I kept asking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you don't want to know, don't ask.
Anyway. Exactly.
Okay.
We should probably wrap up Geek News soon.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to wrap it up with a few last things. The freaky there's a new trailer. Haven't watched it yet. But apparently HBO's Beware the Slender Man documentary is coming out. Which is actually really cool.
I will be watching that.
Yeah, I will definitely be watching that. One, because HBO documentaries are usually pretty awesome.
They're great, yeah.
They're really, really well
made. Anything HBO does. Watch the Scientology one. It is.
Anything that HBO does is freaking amazing. Is really good, though.
And like, do you know anything about Slender Man? Like,
I just know that, like, it's like one of those like urban legend things where like yes. it's and like a boogeyman, like the new boogeyman where like kids like play a game or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like that. Okay, so Slender Man is.
I know my little brother-in-law dressed up as him for Halloween.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Well, but my little brother-in-law is 12 and is shorter than me, so...
Oh, then that's not a terrifying kind of, actually kind of adorable then.
Yeah.
So the Slenderman thing is kind of interesting because the fact
I also know that little kids took it too far and started killing each other and shit like that.
Yes, so that's going to... Like, the whole documentary is kind of talking about the phenomena that was Slenderman and how it ended up inspiring these girls to end up killing and stabbing, like, another girl.
Right.
Or actually just stabbing. I don't know if she actually died.
They tried to kill her.
Yeah. They tried to kill her. But the thing is, Slenderman is interesting because Slenderman... wasn't an old urban legend.
Wasn't it a video
legend.
Game or something like that?
Yes and no. It started as
creepypasta.
Yeah,
I was so talking into my wine glass.
I've done that before.
Oh my God.
I have done that before. Hey, sisters, I've done that before.
So yeah, I think you're right. I think it started as a creepypasta first.
Yeah.
A pasta?
Creepypasta is like a
creepypasta. Urban legend website. You want to get scared.
No. Yes. No,
go on creepypasta.
It's a fun
com.org.
Yeah. It's like a fun creepy scare. Like
it's fun creepy.
It's like a it's very cool. short, like usually
short stories.
Short stories.
Candle Cove is the scariest one.
I haven't heard. And good people.
Okay. So creepypasta is just like these short, scary stories. So Slender Man was this one that popped up and it kind of took on this life of its own. So it literally started off as a scary story, and then it started because of this creating like there's a Wikipedia page coming of it, and then people started inserting him in photos, and people started inserting him in photos. The urban legend started growing, kind of in the sense of like Slenderman has always been there.
Okay,
and we just didn't notice him until now.
Okay,
so the concept is really interesting, and then the video game is creepy
because
you play it, and usually if you play in the dark. First of all, any of those video games, he pops out and you're just supposed to be looking for him. And then when you find him, you die. So I don't know what the point of looking for him is, but whatever.
It's true. The point is counterproductive.
It's true.
It seems counterproductive.
But me and one of my brothers played it. And because it's supposed to be like a one person player, like on the PC. He was doing like one little thing with the mouse and I was like pressing the buttons because we didn't want to play it by ourselves. And we were playing in the dark and we're adults and we were like over at my parents' house at the time.
Grown ups.
And my
hashtag adulting.
Yes. And then my other brother's girlfriend at the time was like living with my parents and she was actually staying in the room nearby we got so scared at some point that we literally screamed our heads off at like 2 o'clock in the morning and had to put up with this very angry girl, like just glaring at us.
Mind you, she's younger than all of us. Glaring at you also.
Yeah. No, I can't blame her.
She's like glaring at us and we're all sitting and we're like, we live here.
Like, this is my house. Do not.
You're just staying here. They didn't last.
Clearly.
Cool. When does that come out?
That one comes out. I'm sorry. Vanessa's phone keeps like turning off.
Yeah, because the battery's dying. It's on low power mode.
Oh, so right now it's currently dying. Going, I can't go on. It comes out.
You're gonna keep going. Sounds like my real world conversations.
It comes out. Oh, January.
Oh, you're gonna keep going.
You're not done.
It sorry.
It airs January 23rd, 2017.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. January 23rd.
Yep.
Yeah, January 23rd.
I will be watching.
Yeah,
it.
I definitely will be watching that for sure.
I shall not.
There's other stuff, but we're gonna pass by that because we're done.
Yes.
And we're already done with one bottle of wine.
Yes, we just opened the second bottle of wine.
Get to the mountain.
We do have a third bottle, so don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back.
All right.
Is there any more chocolate?
I think
the bag is somewhere around there. We're eating my kids' Halloween candy. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel.
We're actually doing it.
Holy shit, there's Play-Doh.
Oh, God. I forgot to throw it away. Well, in case you've been living under a rock, Fantastic Beasts come out on the 17th.
Yes.
17th, Raul.
3 days.
The 17th. And
does Raul not know this?
Well, the scheduling conflicts that we had.
Raul
was like, we have to do this tomorrow.
Raul was like, we have to do this week. Fantastic Beasts comes out on Friday. So then we were all scrambling because we just took his word for it. And yeah, we were all scrambling.
Never, ever.
To just like try to figure out scheduling. And then I was like, wait a second. Let me look and see. So I looked at it and it said November 17th. And I was like, listen, asshole. You do not know what a calendar is.
It's still 17 days away.
We have 2 weeks to do this. Calm
your tits.
Raul has the skill, okay? I have learned it. But others are...
Next time Raul approaches us with something, we'll talk to Christy first.
I'm surprised I fell for this crap.
Dude, he says everything...
With like so much conviction.
With so much confidence. And it sounds like it's true. It sounds like he knows what he's talking about. No,
not anymore.
Question everything. Okay. Everything.
Okay.
All right.
I'm serious. Just FYI.
Oh, this actually explains why when I recorded Geekmore with them, David was saying bullshit to everything Raul was saying.
Yep. Yep. See, he knows.
This explains a lot.
All right, guys. So
moving on to the mountain.
Moving on to the mountain. Mountain.
Mountain.
Climbing the mountain.
Okay, cool.
I
kind
of want to yodel out of nowhere.
Yodeling. 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 Down to music, bitches.
When's the last time someone said that? Julie Andrews, motherfucker. Blah, blah. This is not the usual Geekmore.
It's so much better.
I hope their fans don't hate us.
Oh, I'm pretty
sure
they won't.
This is so much better.
Well, we're better looking than they are.
Yeah, sorry.
As proof by our 4 live videos that we did.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure at some point every single one of those videos had one of us screaming, wait, how do I turn this on?
Oh my God, how do I do this? What is happening? I'm the worst millennial ever.
Because we're older millennials.
I know.
Exactly.
It's like we're not millennials.
We're like almost not millennials.
We like pretend.
So can we talk about
let's talk about the mountain. We are doing the
Harry Potter
side characters. So the only real parameter that Harry we Potter. Set for the episode.
Harry Potter.
Ron Weasley.
That's what it was.
Yep.
I'm sorry. It's going to get worse.
Now it's stuck in my head.
Snape.
Severus Snape.
Snape.
Severus Snape.
Dumbledore. Dumbledore.
This is never going to end.
I'm sorry.
This might be sorry, a two. This might be a two-part.
If you haven't watched
a 3.5-hour Geek More, guys.
If you haven't watched Potter Pals on YouTube, do yourself a favor and watch Potter Pals just for Snape. Severus Snape. Dumbledore.
All right, guys. So the only parameter we put on ourselves, like for the whole group, is not the three main characters.
No Ron, no Harry, no Hermione.
Damn it.
Which you know.
So.
Ruins everyone's mountain because Hermione be the top of everybody's mountain.
Well,
hell
plus,
yeah.
Because Hermione,
who run the world, girls.
She's a bad bitch.
I hate Beyonce.
Well, I like the song.
Song is stupid.
Do you not like Beyonce?
She really doesn't.
Oh my god,
really Beyonce! Don't. I really
don't
hate.
Say that
Beyonce.
Out loud. People will send bees to the podcast.
Oh, I said it. No, I said it. I talked about it on a podcast, and I said, "Come after me, Beehive. Put lemons and bees on my Twitter. I don't fucking care."
She's Becky with the good hair.
I am Becky with the good hair, bitch.
Anyway. Oh my god, I'm terrified just listening to you.
I set a little bit more of a parameter than that. I did those, but then there are also another three that I felt were very obvious, and I felt like we're pretty much going to get talked about anyway, so I wanted to bring attention to some characters that I really loved and that I think were just as influential on Harry or mm-hmm. just as useful or helpful to him.
Right.
That I knew were pretty much, they're probably not going to make the mountain, but I knew they were going to fall by the wayside, but I really love them.
All right. So you had your own personal like goal.
And I also, I put a villain on mine because this villain I think was very, this person is very well written. And this person is, I think of all the Death Eaters and all the people involved in like Voldemort's camp, this villain is like the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I believe this person is on my honorable mentions.
Probably. And that's kind of how I went. That's how I did it.
All right, I'm not gonna lie. I totally did mine by my own sentimental attachment to the character.
Okay,
that's fine. That's perfectly fine. It's your mountain.
That is,
and like the
totally
characters that kind of affected me the most.
Okay, cool.
As the reader, being in Harry's world.
Yeah, I like that, Chrissy.
So mine are, I have a horrible memory, so I'm really bad at remembering the obscure characters that I once read about 15 years ago when I read these books. I have to reread them.
You haven't reread them since then?
I reread them, I think, 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I reread
back
them
then.
I reread them when they first. I remember the reason I started reading them is because my brother. I was 13 and my brother had to read them actually for school for mm-hmm. a reading assignment.
My cousins are reading
them. And he didn't want to read it because my brother doesn't read. And
yeah, my brother didn't want to read it.
He didn't
want
to read.
My mom originally bought the books for my brother.
Well, and I had I had heard about
and he
it.
Didn't
I was,
want to read
I was
them
like, oh, it's like a wizard story and like it's for kids and like
yeah, I totally thought
it's
it was a
getting,
kid's book.
It's
me
getting
too.
Kids
well,
the first
few were.
Well, that's what's interesting about what's interesting about Harry Potter is that the reading level increases
because her writing
got better, but her audience grew too.
Her audience grew also.
Her
so
audience
so by the time you're getting to Deathly Hallows, it's an adult.
Yeah,
that's an adult book. Adult
you
themes,
know?
Adult.
It's awesome the way it evolved.
Correct.
Yes.
It totally evolved
so
and it grew
beautiful.
Up with its audience. But I started reading it at 13, and because my brother didn't want to read it, so I'm like, okay, I'll read it, and I was.
Yeah,
and
was
at
the
that
same
time
thing.
Only the first three were out.
Yep.
So I read the first three, like
you and I, the same exact
so,
reason. My mom bought the books for
I
my
just,
brother,
and then I went to I like I made I dragged until I could go by myself. I dragged my mom to every midnight release and I made them do it. And
see, I was a little
myself.
A little older when I started reading them because. So how this happened for me was I used to be in all my classes. I was like that AP honors track kind of thing. Once senior year hit, I was like exhausted. So I wanted to have at least a little bit of, like, wanted to backtrack a little bit. And I was like, whatever, fuck it. I'm going to end up taking English in college anyways. Me and my best friend decided, let's get out of AP honors and all that, like, English. Primarily go down one level and at least it'll still be a challenge. But it won't, we'll be able to relax our brains for, like, a freaking period. We did that. It wasn't so bad, the change wasn't so bad. It was immediately a weird thing. I started having a shit fit when practically immediately when we switched, all of a sudden they assigned us Harry Potter. And I was like, what the fuck just happened? Because I went from having to analyze and write like comparative essays against certain
William Faulkner and shit.
Yeah. Like to all of a sudden like Harry Potter, which I had ever heard was like a wizard story.
Right.
And like, I was like, what the fuck are these people
doing?
Well,
when I was in college, I took a pop culture literature class. And mm-hmm. Harry Potter, the first one, was one of the ones that we had to read. It was Harry Potter, it was the first Twilight, and it was Sex and the City, and it was Fight Club.
Oh, Twilight.
See, that makes sense for like a pop culture.
But it was a pop culture literature.
Yeah. And I read that shit, and I read 50 Shades. I did it so that I could talk shit about it.
I read Twilight, and I enjoyed Twilight at the time.
Yeah, I enjoyed the story. It's not that the story wasn't good. It's that the writing
is awful.
Well, the writing gets better because I remember reading about
Charlatan.
When she had she had a dream about the field scene in the book, like when he's like all sparkly. When you get to that part of the book.
She brings shame to my name.
Yeah, me too.
My name is Stephanie Mayer.
Her name is Stephanie Mayer.
Holy shit.
That's why her Twitter is not that stuff.
Because you know how many times I used to get tagged?
Uh-huh.
In different photos?
Nah.
It is not me. But when you get to the field scene in the book, her writing.
Bank account, though.
Yeah, me too. Her writing, it gets way better than like the first half of the book.
You want to sell 90 million books? I mean,
I'd like to do that, yeah.
I mean, I'll help you write it.
It'd be better than what there'd be more than a fourth grade reading level.
Come up with like a random fantasy you had when you were 15 and just write like a whole series based on that alone.
Well, that's what
they're
Twilight
not
is.
They're not bad. Both Twilight and then 50 Shades.
It was decent popcorn read.
Fucking hated it
because it wasn't. It was a very light.
I read them twice. I read all three books twice. I need to give this. I was like, I don't understand because I'm like, I don't understand the fascination. Did I miss something? Was I like too critical reading it the first time? I'm like, let me read it again.
No,
and I blew through them the second time, and I'm like, this is
shit.
This is shit.
To be honest, one of the things where the fact that
I blame the book club that I was in on the fact that I read it. But I like 50
Shades.
It.
But I like it because of I've take 50 Shades at face value. I don't like. I'm not looking.
The reason,
I'm looking for like a deeper meaning.
Exactly.
Like, but the thing is,
I'm looking for porn.
But the thing is, the porn was bad because I was so abusive.
I did find myself skipping through the porn at some point because it was like a little overkill.
The thing is, the first time.
This is where I'm.
And then every other time it was the same shit. I'm like,
this is where I'm
something different.
This is where I'm definitely going to show. I'm definitely going to show my geek card with this one because since I did know it was fanfic.
I read that when it was fanfic.
Well, exactly. I knew it
I
was
remember
a fanfic
you sending
too.
Me the links.
I sent you the links and I'm like, read this. This is really good.
It was like Love Luna Love some.
Yeah, and then I was remember. and then I'm like, wait
the,
a minute. And
Lola.
Then the thing is that when something gets pulled from fanfic, it's because it's getting published and there were several ones and then it got that was the first one to get pulled and everybody was like freaking out like what is happening.
And back then I read it and I was like, oh, this is great. But then as the way that she took the story, molded it, created it, and the way that it had
it
such
also was
a
one
reception.
Story. It was also only one story.
Yes. Right, and she continued it, and she shouldn't
she
have.
She should not have continued
it's
it.
It's one story,
it,
whatever.
It all of the things that happened in the three books happened in the one story, but they wanted to break it up, so it was like more fleshed out, and it kind of dragged
money, money,
it.
Money, money.
Exactly.
Plus, I think it misread.
I mean, that's another one that sold like $90 million worth of books. So
well, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah.
I mean, do you, Honey Bunny?
Do it for her.
But
I think
I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, it was so great. It was awful.
No. I thought
it was bad because, I mean, yes, the writing was
it
horrific.
It was like awesomely bad.
But
I don't think it was awesomely bad. I think it was bad.
It was bad. But the
writing was so bad. I'm like,
it was bad.
Get a thesaurus. Please get a thesaurus. Your character needs to stop murmuring, and she needs
to fucking speak the fuck up.
Yeah,
your inner goddess didn't dance the dance of seven veils.
Oh God, please no.
And what really bothered me? I've read some fanfic before that is plenty hot.
There's plenty of fanfic. It's really good, well written.
Yes.
And the thing is, like, there is some truth to the fact that, as women, we do get turned on by words.
You can do a lot.
I would much rather
words.
Read porn than watch it. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Because you know what?
We can talk about porn.
We can talk about sex, guys.
Because the thing is, like, a lot of times my imagination is going to be a hell of a lot more creative than what you can
For sure.
Than what you can shoot.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's so much more. Yep.
My head is a lot dirtier.
Because the angles I'm thinking of, cameras probably wouldn't be able to catch it.
Yeah, it's going to be a little difficult with a camera.
The thing that I didn't like about it the most, besides the writing, which was atrocious, was just the way that it misrepresented.
Sorry, I'm just entertained watching you right now.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm like, pulling, whatever.
No, she's talking, but as she's like, The thing is, like, sometimes you don't realize how comfy we get when we start talking. Like,
yeah, no, I know. I'm sorry.
It misrepresented what?
It misrepresented BDSM. What BDSM
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that's true.
It made an abusive relationship something mainstream. That women mainstream and
right.
Women thought this was okay. I think mm-hmm. women learning about their sexuality and opening themselves up
yeah.
is awesome, and women reading books about it, awesome.
Yeah.
But this is a horrible example of that. Do not try this at home. Literally. This guy is abusing her. She's not consenting. Like, it's not okay what's happening. And
I mean, that being said, I'm still going to watch the movie, so whatever.
No, I'm going to watch him too. I don't give a shit.
But he's hot, so I mean.
He is.
But, you know, that's what... boiled my
anyway blood. I don't know how we got to shades, but anyway,
feminism.
What are her number four
hashtag? All right, guys. Oh wait, I didn't talk about my parameters.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
So for my what I did was when I started thinking about my mountain, I quickly came up with my first three, and I realized they were all women, and I was torn. Like, Neri would sit here and tell you, oh well, when we did the comic book mountain, I split it 50-50 DC and Marvel, and he thinks I should have a boy. But I am going to take a page out of the Harry Potter and the Sacred Text podcast's book, and I'm going to go with all women.
Okay.
So my podcast is all women.
Hashtag feminism.
Hashtag pussy power.
Girl boss.
Hashtag grab it while
it's hot. Grab it while it's hot.
Speaking of girl boss, do you know that Nasty Gal is filing for bankruptcy?
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I think I've heard that. I think, yeah,
this happened like a couple days ago, but I'm really sad because I love Sofia Amoroso. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I start with Steph and go clockwise.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, she's in the seat.
Wait, you're clockwise seat. Is towards me.
Counterclockwise.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
The usual.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
matter.
The usual.
Okay, so then mm-hmm. counterclockwise.
Am I the 12?
Yes.
I'm 12. Very well. Okay. all right. So first on my list, I have Molly Weasley.
Like, that's table.
As my number four.
I said table.
Table. Okay. Well, that was easy.
Oh, okay.
I said table.
Table it, damn it.
Okay, so, okay, I'm sorry. I forgot what table meant. All right, I will table.
Let's put a pin in it.
Oh, okay. I'm putting a pin in Molly.
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Well,
like, then. Molly hasn't had enough pain, guys. Putting a pin.
Okay. My number four is Luna Lovegood.
Table.
She's my
table.
She's my number four,
guys,
too.
Guys, are we going to have a lot of tables? I told you this was going to happen.
Well, mine's all what? Women. So when you guys talk about the men, I will not table. But mine's all women.
Mine is
so,
mostly women.
Yeah. So my choice pool is actually very
mine is
small.
Mine is 50-50.
Actually, just turned out all that right, way.
So
I didn't intend it.
Luna is also my number four. And you said table. So
you said table, so we'll get to her. Right,
so for number four. wait.
Holy shit.
Chrissy, what's your number four?
My number four is Bellatrix.
Table.
Fucking A.
God damn it, guys.
Look, listen. We're doing a podcast with all women. We are like naturally going to be inclined to go towards the strong ass women.
God damn it.
True. Okay. So number four.
I feel like we're probably going to have a lot more to say about like our honorable mentions and shit.
Yeah,
like that,
probably.
Too.
Wait, so, what's your number four?
Mine?
Luna.
Oh, okay.
So that's why we screamed tables.
You said Molly.
Molly
for Luna, and Bella. Four. Molly, Luna, Bella.
Trix. You have to add the Trix.
Yes, I know.
not that Bella.
Very different.
Not that Bella.
Different Bella.
Bella, Trix, and then Luna again. Okay, so we didn't talk about anything for number four.
Yay!
Steph, right. What's your number three?
All right, so my number three. Oh, God, I foresee a word happening. So my number three is Neville Longbottom.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Huh?
I can go.
Oh, okay.
That's if they're not in your top four, right?
Yeah, right. We only table for a top four.
He's an honorable mention.
If you have him as an
honorable
mention.
He's an honorable mention for me.
If he was a girl, no. I would honorable mention him.
Oh, so even your honorable mentions were ladies?
Yes. All of
he's
my
an honorable mention.
Girls.
You could talk about him.
Oh, wow.
All right. So Neville I put in here because, well, I mean, okay, look. No matter what, I can't help my imagination always like runs off with me too.
Okay.
I can't imagine like the stuff that Neville went through while Harry and everyone was gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the rest of the Silvertree had to put everything together. And the fact that when you see him again in Deathly Hollows, he's kind of half hobbling. He looks a little bit beat up.
Yeah.
And you know Neville's character by this story. You've seen his character grow from this meek little thing.
Right.
To all of a sudden him also being strong enough that he's the one who
and
gets...
the hottest one.
Yes. I was about to say. Like, yes. I know we're not including the movies.
But
like,
yes.
Going
I
only
disagree with you.
But holy...
Talk about glow up though. Like
holy Longbottom.
He made the biggest transition.
Yes.
Maybe that's why
I'm
he's
so
hotter.
Sad that they made him wear false teeth in the movies.
Did anybody see Me Before You?
No, yeah. Not yet.
He plays
the douchey boyfriend in Me Before You, and it totally ruined him because it's like you are Neville Longbottom. Like, what are you?
You are supposed to be the sweetest thing.
Yeah. No, my problem is that because I already love him so much as Neville Longbottom, even when he shows up as a douchey boyfriend, I'm like, he's not that bad. He's not that bad.
I kept trying. I was like, no, Neville, stop it. Stop it, Neville. You leave Daenerys alone. But anyway, the interesting thing about Neville and why I love Neville is that it could have so been him. So easily been Neville's story.
But yeah.
It could have so been
Neville's story. The only reason it's
the same. His parents died the same night. Like, his parents, like, it could have.
Because he lost his parents too, except he visually sees them all the time. He sees the shell of what his parents were.
Their minds.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Neville's.
I definitely think that's worse.
That's worse.
And he parallels Harry so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
born in July.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's everything. Like, the only reason.
I don't think it was the same. I think it may be like the same week or two.
Yeah, but there's
I can Google.
Yeah. But the prophecy about Harry, like, Dumbledore says it. He's like, you know, he talks about Neville and how it could have been Neville.
The only reason it's Harry is because Voldemort
picked Harry.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's and I think because of that, Harry respects him. Not that he doesn't respect everybody else, but he kind of holds Neville a little bit closer than he does everybody else, just because of that, because he knows, like. Because
he literally is in Neville's shoes, like, right, a
exactly,
lot of times.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. No, so that's the thing. Is like, that's why I have a soft spot for Neville's character, just because of the whole.
According to the Google machine, Neville's birthday is July 30th, 1980, and Harry is the 31st.
Yeah,
I knew that they were.
So, like, literally, like, this one of the things where they were practically born back to back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a soft spot for him for a few different scenes, but one of them being. When they see him in the book, they see him at St. Mungo's, and he's there, and his mother approaches him and leaves him a little gun wrapper in his hand, and you see him pocket it. Mm-hmm. And he puts it away, even though his grandmother told him to throw it away. So in my head, I'm picturing this drawer full of gun wrappers. Because mm-hmm. like that's the, like my imagination
like the
works.
Commercial with the dad that like holds little gun wrapper into a little crane, and his daughter keeps it. Yeah.
So I'm picturing because the kind of character Neville is, I'm picturing that Neville's
very
probably
sentimental.
Super sentimental. Yeah.
He probably keeps all the random things that his parents ever even give him or touch him or anything
like
reminds them of him.
Like parents do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sophie will bring me like a weed, like a flower that's growing on a weed, and she's like, "Mommy, I picked it for you," and I'm like, "I need to press this and keep it forever." Like
Link brought me a flower the other day.
Yeah, and it's the sweetest thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those things you just want to keep it. I mean, I have a few. Like the first few that she brought me, I did save them.
Not like cats, you know, that bring you a dead lizard or whatever.
Well, I don't want those. But I mean, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who her mother-in-law was like, "Oh, look at these rocks." And she was like, "My son, your husband, brought these to me when he was little, and I've treasured them forever." And there's just like two little stones that he found in the backyard. And I'm like, that is a very like parental thing to do. Like, or they bring you a piece of trash and you're like, "Oh, but they thought of you."
Mm-hmm.
So like that is definitely in Neville's character to be like, he kept a piece of trash because his mom gave it to him.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, that and like, I guess it's like when you get to see like the pride his grandmother ends up growing in him.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so many. Like him as a character grows so much in the background of this book, and not completely in the background because it's not just you imagining all these things.
No, because they do show him stepping up.
I mean, he pulls the sword.
Yeah,
he pulls the sword. But even earlier,
he's
than
the one
that,
who kills the last, like one of the last Horcruxes.
But even before like, that, when they're gonna go into, is it? I think it's the Chamber of Secrets that he like tries to. He stands up. Is it the Chamber?
No, it's
of
the first. It's the first when they try to go to.
When he stands up to him and he stands up to his friends, and at the end, Dumbledore's like, "Oh, you can stand up to your enemies, but it takes even more to stand up to your friends." Like,
I think because Dumbledore knew.
Yeah, he knew what was going on. Dumbledore knows everything.
He knows all.
He knows everything.
Everything.
Dumbledore and Google.
Basically,
really could just be the Dumbledore machine.
Yeah,
that's true.
It really is. So yeah, so that's why like for me, Neville Longbottom holds a very special place in my heart, and that's why he's number three.
Okay, cool. Me, I like.
Cool.
Okay, my number three is Bellatrix Lestrange. So we can talk about her now.
Wait, Bellatrix is also my number three.
Oh, okay.
You? So tabling.
She had her number four. So we can talk about her now.
We can talk about Bellatrix. Bellatrix is. I mean, I kind of. At first, I was like, I want all of my picks to be the good guys. And I was like,
fuck it.
No, I really can't. I wanted to, because
fuck
the
it.
Villains are so fleshed out.
I also put
Narcissa Malfoy instead of her.
She's an honorable mention.
Yes.
Because
David was like, oh, you have to put Drago or you have to put Lucius. Like, and I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm like, no, Narcissa. Narcissa is...
She is the unsung. She is. Well, here's you don't know very much about her.
You don't, but here's the thing.
But you could piece things together.
Parallel her a lot with Lily.
Yes.
With Lily Potter. Me too. Because she makes Snape take the unbreakable vow. Well, he will do anything. It's like the I will do anything to protect my child.
Okay, wait. We need to talk about Bellatrix.
Okay,
let's reel this bad boy back in. We'll talk about her when we get to her.
You're right. Sorry. But anyway, Bellatrix, for several reasons, she's... I think of all of the Death Eaters, like I said, she was like, she's the coolest one. Like, she's the one that's
she's
also
the most
connected
loyal.
To everybody.
But she's the most
loyal. She is the most loyal. She will do, she
besides
will,
the unhinged thing, because bitch is crazy as fuck.
Oh, I will hate her forever.
I love crazy bitches.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know, but I have such a hatred. Like,
I love to hate her.
Yes, I have such a hatred for Bellatrix.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't like love her and want her to be my friend. Like, I love her, but I do want to be friends with
Helena Bonham Carter.
I know. That's the other thing, is it's Helena Bonham Carter. But anyway,
it's hard to separate the books from the movie.
It is hard to separate the books,
especially in her case. You just
especially when the casting is A+. Like,
yes. Right. So, just like with Snape, the casting is.
Because I love Alan Rickman, then yes. But when I used to picture Snape, then I picture him very differently because Snape is supposed to be much younger.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But
so
now,
I always pictured Snape way more like that Kylo Ren guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At first. But then when I saw Snape on the screen.
No.
Like, that is Snape. That's it. It's
no, I just really love Alan Rickman. So to me, I was just like, I'm done. I'm fine.
Yeah. So
one of the only celebrity deaths that actually made
me. Oh, yeah. That's when I talked about this. When he died, I was like, I don't normally care about celebrity deaths. I was like affected. Like,
I really was.
I tried to stop myself several times.
Sophie was having surgery that day, or I think like her pre-op or something. And I'm sitting there in the hospital worried about my daughter crying over a celebrity who passed away.
I had to like catch myself several times throughout the day where I would like think about it. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is like not somebody that I know. So
I don't post about celebrities passing away. Like, it doesn't affect me. Exactly. Not that I don't care.
Have you been back to Universal and the Harry Potter section? When I went back after he had passed away and I walked into Hogwarts and I passed by his office and saw flowers on the floor, I almost broke.
Yeah, when I saw those pictures online, I was like,
I haven't been since.
They still do it. They still do it.
I haven't been since last May, and he died in.
Oh,
like,
no, wait, I have been.
And he died this February.
Usually
clean it up at the end of the day. So I'm going again in.
I know it's
January.
I'm going in
January or February. So
yeah, I'll give you a flower to take for
me. Okay, no problem. But anyway, back to Bellatrix. She's definitely the most loyal. She's also related to everybody.
She's
related to Sirius. She's related to the Weasleys. Yep. She's related to the Malfoys. She's cousins with Narcissa. She's
my bad dog.
So because of the whole pure blood like inbreeding thing, yes. Mm-hmm. She is the one that has blood ties to everyone.
Yeah.
The fact that she's cousins with Sirius,
yes,
is a big deal, and she's the one to kill Sirius.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. You know,
2015.
I'm like you can't see her. Audience, you can't see me, but I'm glaring very hard right
well,
now.
Well, we just watched
the end of Order of the Phoenix.
Yes. If I watched, it means that the moment that scene, that part came up, I averted my gaze.
Yeah, but like we all kind of just like stopped talking. Like,
does it make it any easier?
It like really doesn't.
Just like when Mufasa dies, it doesn't get any easier.
Oh my God, when Sophie saw The Lion King for the first time, and she watched Mufasa die, like, you guys have met her. She bounces around. Like, she's so much energy.
Speaking of the devil.
Shut up. No way.
Oh, no. She walked back into the room.
Okay. She walked back.
Because she probably saw you looking. But when he died, she just, like, sat. She was sitting on her knees. And she was just, like, staring at the screen with this face. And, like, she didn't. I don't know if she didn't understand what was happening. She was maybe two. Maybe younger. I don't even know. Yeah. And she was just like quiet.
Well, Link
just like staring at the screen until like the hyenas start chasing.
Well,
Simba.
Link doesn't. I don't think understand death at his age. No. But when he,
I
sees,
still don't think Sophie
when
understands.
He sees
Sophie
Simba,
talks about it, but I don't think she understands.
When he sees
it.
Simba cry, he always goes, "Don't cry, Simba. Don't cry. Don't cry."
Aww.
And I go, "No, puppy." I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "His dad died. He's allowed to cry."
Yeah,
let him cry.
Let him cry.
Okay, he can cry.
He's having a hard day.
And then he's going to run away. And then they tell
They're
him.
They're going to chase him.
Jesus Christ.
And they tell him it's his fault. Poor Simba.
Poor Simba.
This
Poor
is
Simba.
Why he grows up with, you know, his gay uncles.
They're totally his gay uncles, guys. Come on.
Oh, my
on.
God. I never thought about it that
oh
way.
God.
But it's so it's like the Birdcage meets.
Oh, hello. Nathan Lane. Duh.
Come on. I know. But I never thought about
it. Me neither. I was like, yeah, that's Nathan Lane. It's like putting two and two together. I just didn't even, wow. It didn't even cross yeah. my
Me
mind.
Neither.
You're
you
welcome.
Blew my mind.
Wow.
There you go. And now you have this different context.
Blown.
Totally so, different context.
So, totally.
Why his mane is so fabulous when he grows up?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So getting back to Bellatrix.
Back to Bellatrix.
Back
guys.
To yeah, Bellatrix. Anyway. Yeah, she's batshit crazy. I love a batshit crazy character. Mm-hmm. She's
yeah.
of, I also think, aside from Voldemort, she's probably the most fleshed out.
Yeah.
She's
committed as fuck to
She's
her
committed
cause.
As yes. fuck. She's fucking awesome.
I always want to know more about her and her husband, like their story.
Yeah.
There's like three new shorts that J.K. Rowling just put out. They're only ebooks, like they're not like physical books. And okay. I did buy them. They're super short. Like mm-hmm. you can read them, I think, like 45 minutes.
Okay.
And it what those books do is fleshes out a lot of the characters. Like okay. I was reading them, I don't remember which of the three I was reading, but it was the one that talks about McGonagall. And it was talking about like her husband, and it was talking about her history. And I was sitting there reading it and crying, like learning about her. And it was like happy tears, like tears of love. And it's awesome. Like it's great. And then the good thing about those shorts is that they're not written like a book. It's just written like information. And then you even get like.
So there's like it's like an encyclopedia.
Kind of. It's kind of like encyclopedia-esque.
So there's a Twilight one of this where Stephanie Meyer went in and not you. Wrote
the other stuff.
Yep.
The other stuff. She did an encyclopedia of everybody that she named and basically gave them like a backstory. Like any, if you were a named character in the Twilight universe, you had a page and whatever. So
okay. That's cool. It's very similar to that where she like goes in and she puts like the character's name.
Doesn't yeah, Tolkien birth. Have a whole
she
thing?
She even goes into like
Tolkien might have one. Yeah. I don't know. I fucking hate Lord of the Rings, so whatever.
But she puts like in McGonagall's case, she'll put
hate Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
fucking hate.
She
Lord
puts
of the
like the like maiden it. Name. She puts maiden name. She puts like family history, like all that stuff. So you get to read it and like, and she does like for there was a page for Umbridge, and like a lot of the characters and a lot of situations. Yeah, and it kind of like kind of goes through all of that. So reading the one for McGonagall, I was
Minerva McGonagall.
Crying like a
death. I love Minerva so
and
much.
She also goes into after she like talks about the characters, she talks about how she came up with the characters, why she named them, what she named them, and things like that. They're actually very interesting, and they're only like $2.99, so totally worth the buy.
Cool.
My recommendation.
Christy, you want to talk about Bellatrix?
You said everything I wanted to say about Bellatrix. she's a badass. I mean,
she really
and
is.
I think she holds her own with the boys.
Absolutely.
I can't yes, think she, of any other female really Death Eaters besides, other than Narcissa.
Yeah, besides Narcissa,
she's my
really
favorite
isn't.
Death scene.
She's
Narcissa. Yeah, that hides behind Lucius. So
yeah so
she's
really
not
count.
Really like
because she
like,
holds it shows her own.
It shows
I remember
the between the sisters that way.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Because Narcissa plays the game,
right?
Whereas Bellatrix makes her own rules.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And she like she.
I remember
plays a
when
way.
They were all sitting at that table in the Malfoy mansion, and she's. I mean, she definitely shows you know, respect and sort of deference.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Deference.
No, this is deference.
Deference
to Voldemort, but she holds her own in a table of
men.
Mostly men.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful.
And a huge
to
snake.
Read. Mm-hmm. And a huge snake.
And a huge snake.
Bitch is like, whatever. I'm here. I'm doing this. Let's do it.
I love
like,
bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
You know? There's a dead body floating on top of the. I don't give a shit. Let's do this. Like,
yeah.
Let's get to work. Mm-hmm. I like her a lot. In terms
I mean, obviously,
of,
I hate her characters. Because
well,
yeah.
Yeah,
no, of course.
Well, we'd love to hate.
I mean,
love to hate.
I mean, not my daughter, you bitch. But, I mean, yeah, you don't like her. She kills Sirius.
But
you're not supposed to like her.
She's just a really good.
She's a good character. She was, like, that's why.
Really good
I knew that if I was a vital character yeah. to the story, she's a very vital character.
I knew that if
character.
I was
going to
put a
she
villain,
really
that this was the villain I was going to put. And it wasn't even a question for me because David kept bringing up all these other people. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Lucius isn't as vital to the story. stories. No, he's not. Bellatrix's.
He's not. He's
because really realistically, not. The only person he ever puts any hinges in any plans for him is like Dumbledore.
Right.
And even when he was supposed to mess things up for like Harry and everything that, he like
he really didn't. He screwed it up.
Screwed it up because he put the freaking diary in the wrong.
But that's the what's the word I'm looking for? Fuck, I don't know, some literature term that I can't remember right now. David's going to be screaming at this right now.
Hi, David.
That's his. It's something with an H. Fuck.
Hindrance?
No.
Handicap?
No, God damn it.
I need to know
what is the context of what...
It's like one of those Latin words. It's an ink that's a...
Hubris.
Hubris, thank you.
You're welcome. High five.
Hubris of the Malfoy family is that they try... That's why none of them make my mountain or my honorable mentions for that matter, because I feel like they're the ones that talk a big game,
yeah,
but
they can't back it up.
And at the end of Deathly Hallows, who are the first ones to run with their tail between their legs as soon as the dust hasn't even settled and they're fucking walking out the door? So,
but that shows who the Malfoys really are. The exactly. Malfoys are always they're the cowards. Malfoys.
They're self-serving. Exactly. They're cowards. They're cowards and they're self-serving, and that's why in the epilogue. You can say that into the mic. That's fine.
No, I'm saying they voted for Trump.
Oh, totally Trump voters.
I mean, they're British, but yeah,
if they could vote,
they voted for Brexit.
Yes.
But anyway, that's why. As essential to the story as Draco is, I didn't want to put him on because of that. Like, I just didn't feel like as a character, he's not a strong character. He's I want strong characters on my mountain. Yep. So
I agree.
Yeah, I would get that.
I concur.
Wait, did you pause? No. Do you want to pause? Keep going. Okay. So your number 3 was Bellatrix?
Yeah.
So can we go to number 2s?
No, wait. My number 3. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be tabled.
Oh, okay.
So my number 3 is Snape. Severus Snape.
No, I'm good.
Dumbledore. No?
Okay, you can talk about it. Nope, not my mountain.
Really?
Not on my mountain.
No.
Snape is not on anyone's mountain?
He was
mountain?
One of the three that I figured.
What?
He's one of the three that I figured was very obvious.
Yes.
And
but see, nobody picked him.
And I figured he was going to be there anyway, so I don't need to talk about him.
I couldn't not put him on my mountain because...
I have issues with Snape.
I have issues with Snape too because I don't think that his redemption story is enough for me.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, and David and I argued back and forth about
I get in so many debates when it comes to Snape's character.
See, that's the thing, is like I feel like, yeah, he did all of this because of Lily and he did everything, but I feel like there were much more tactful ways, and I don't feel like he was ever, I do feel like although he was like the double agent of the story, I still don't,
I feel like there was actual still vitriol behind some of the ways he acted.
Harry.
Like
there was,
oh yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So because of that, it's one of those things where I could never get behind Snape the hero.
I agree.
Yes. I could get behind Snape the flawed human.
Many
things. But Snape the hero, I couldn't get behind.
I agree.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not putting him just like I didn't put Bellatrix because she's a hero. Mm. he's not a hero either. He's not an anti. I guess he's an anti-hero.
He's an anti-hero, but he's not an antagonist.
But he is an antagonist.
Well, yeah, for a good part. Yeah, you're right.
An antagonist as like the teacher-student relationship. He's definitely an antagonist.
There's definitely things that he could have done better to actually help, like Harry. Because
the thing is, he didn't want to. It's really a double-edged sword.
Whereas you know how like Dumbledore is always looking.
James, his love for Lily, like those two things in his brain just.
And Harry is literally the combat, like the physical representation of the things that he loves and the things that he hates.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know what's the funny? You know,
and the fact that he looks like his father, but he has his mother's eyes. So
but you know,
like,
you know what's the funny thing though? There's people I loved back in high school, and there's people that I hated back in high school who treated me like shit. You know what? 30-year-old me gives a fuck about none of it.
To that point.
And if I had a class where I was teaching one of those kids, guess who I wouldn't be a dick to? That kid. Because guess what? Like,
the kid has nothing to do with it.
Nothing. Yeah.
But this is the other thing. There is this one girl from my high school.
Oh, God.
That at our reunion, when she walked by, I was like, okay, whatever, she's here. She walked by me and gave me the dirtiest look.
Who?
And
because I'm over it.
Okay.
All right, guys, it's been an hour now.
Yeah, we literally went on an hour long tangent.
We went on an hour long tangent.
We really did. Sorry. It was fantastic conversation. Yes,
however, they will not even notice.
It was.
No.
Well, but I will let you know that, a little sound
okay,
effect.
But enough. The shade was thrown in this hour where I'm like, oh, well, this so explains shade. Why Snape would hate Harry. This many years later.
So many years later, Snape would totally still hate Harry. Completely plausible
in
and believable.
We are some salty bitches. Apparently.
All these flavors and you choose to be salty.
Well, the salt fell all over me because I was like, oh. Salty,
whatever. I'm salty
Stephanie's
as fuck.
Stephanie's above everybody.
I am salty as fuck. Salty. I am petty as fuck. I
don't petty spaghetti.
Petty spaghetti.
Hashtag petty spaghetti.
I don't know. Honestly, it's one of the things where I'm like, I talk a lot of shit, but like, I'm also the hugest wuss in the world. So like,
me
I am
too.
The kind of person. I forgive way too easily when it comes to a personal slight to me.
I don't.
If you have slighted, don't. I have slighted a friend of
well,
mine.
Well, I just learned
I'm
some
like a wonderful
chance news.
Kind of person. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, fuck you. It's on you, bitch.
Sorry. Well, like I just said, I have learned a new piece of information that has fueled my hate fire.
What have I done?
To like the 10th
have I done?
Level.
All
fuck
your fault,
you,
Christy.
Bitch. Fuck you.
She means Lily Potter.
She who
apparently.
Shall not be named.
No, not Lily Potter. I love Lily Potter.
I love
she who shall not be named.
Yes, exactly. Fuck you, bitch. I know you're not listening, but fuck you, bitch.
What if she is?
I'm really drunk.
This podcast would be too scandalous for said person.
Seriously, I feel like I don't want to put this on a podcast.
Guys,
I know.
Like, we're so much
I was
trouble.
Like to let you know that we're at the end of number three and the end of bottle number
okay.
two.
All right, yes. Yes.
Let's
I have a third bottle if we want to open it. Just saying.
Girl, I gotta drive home.
Okay, recap.
Yeah, I need to drive home.
Oh, I work from home. I'm
Christy,
fine.
I don't think I've refilled you yet.
You haven't.
I have not.
Oh, you're
so
fine.
I just
have
you're
no.
Fine. You are fine. I don't have to go anywhere, so I might open the third bottle. So our number threes are Neville, Bellatrix, Snape, and Bellatrix.
Nice.
And so we're done. Okay, number two. Stephanie, what's your number two? Stephanie MS, what's your number two?
Okay, so my number two is Sirius Black.
Oh, he's my number two also. We can talk about him now.
Can we talk about him? Okay.
You?
Anybody have him higher?
Anyone else?
Nope, not me.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, Sirius Black.
That's right, she has all girls.
I have all women. I
forgot. All right, so Sirius Black, I have a lot of emotions for.
I do too.
It's just because, like,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I do as well. Like, I do love.
But he doesn't have a vagina. I get it.
He does not have a vajay. Sorry,
he has no vajay. Nothing.
So didn't mean that.
No pussy to grab.
Nothing to grab onto. Well,
so well, he does have something to grab onto.
The wrong type to grab onto.
Donald Trump would not grab it.
No, exactly. He would not.
No.
No. You do not meet the president's
he do not meet his standards. Sorry, Sirius.
But anyways, there's just this whole tortured story about Sirius Black that is obviously in the books, but once you actually read into his character, mm-hmm. you can also imagine too, because imagine this guy who's very best friends in the world, because he fell in love, and like he like also loved Lily Potter too.
Yeah.
like it was just also his other best friend once he became part of the little group. Like, he's super attached to his best friends to the point where he's, like, the godfather of their child. Mm-hmm. And he's super, like, he ends up getting disowned by his own family. So this is the closest thing he has to family. Right. And then within one night, in one entire night, his entire
life. His whole
life,
world is turned
yeah, his
down.
Whole world is gone.
It's just screwed it's gone. Up. Like, I would read an entire, I would watch an entire series just based on the Marauders alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
And their tragic yes. stories.
J.K. Yeah. Rowling, that needs to happen.
Look into this. Look
can
into
we get
this.
A Netflix prequel series on
holy
the
fuck that would be amazing
that would be amazing
get to work Netflix
this
Netflix 10%
no, Mom, I would,
welcome.
I would love to
you
see
you are welcome
I would love to see Peter like what would happen for him to eventually have turned on his friends
right
yes
his character have turned on his
yes.
friends I would want to see Lupin being this like scared little boy
him.
Like the scared little boy who didn't think anyone would understand him mm-hmm. because of the werewolf
he
thing.
Almost made my mountain it was between him and Sirius
yeah
for me too
he's a great character
he's a good
yeah,
he character
yeah.
he's on my honorable mentions but it was but I up
really
until
was.
An hour and a half ago when I was finalizing this mountain it was
I was still finalizing my mountain as you guys were getting here
yeah like for me Lupus like Lupus Lupin was almost on it
it's like, never Lupus
no.
Never. No so he was almost on it if it wasn't for the fact I just for me like Sirius Black especially because of his because of his connection with that family and because mm-hmm. of his connection with Bellatrix and right. the rest of the blacks and him being disowned, like that scene where his face is the one.
It's one of the true pure blood families.
Yes, yeah. And the fact that he like goes against it and ends up getting sorted into Gryffindor, which means he chose Gryffindor.
Right.
Like, there's like so many implications to his character alone mm-hmm. that like. That's why I would love, like, as much as cool as it is that there's a play out there about the epilogue of right. the story.
Yeah, the prologue would be fantastic.
I would binge yes. five times over and over and over again an entire, like, even if it was in, like, one of those BBC-style miniseries.
Yes. Right.
Like, a really fleshed-out miniseries about the Marauders themselves. Mm-hmm. About yeah. the actual, like, those kids growing yeah. up and then losing each other and yes. having to find each other again and then the
I
loss
mean,
again.
I mean, it's not only like, your whole world is turned upside down and taken from you. Like, you're accused of murdering your best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah.
And then you're sent away for it for... what 12 13 yeah. years
yeah. but not just your best friends a bunch of
yeah everybody else
innocent yeah. yeah non-magical people that right. have nothing to do with what's yeah. going on
exactly
which is against everything that you believe in to exactly. begin with and because of your family association
it's being false it's yeah. making a murderer in the Harry Potter
yeah exactly and on top of that God. Like yeah and on top of that you think one of your other best friends you know that they think that it's true. The other best friend you know was actually them who did it, and you right. have to live with that all those years, like
in a place with scary ghost people.
Yeah, yeah. who are trying to steal your soul.
Oh my god! Okay, speaking of scary ghost people, so I just bought a new dress, and I have to like.
Okay, wait,
no. It will make sense.
The
ending
kind of
will
drunk.
Make sense. I promise.
Okay.
So I had to like I washed it, and I have to hang the dress to dry. So I hung it on the back of my door today. This happened today. And I opened, like, the door's closed, so I opened the door to go into my bedroom, and, like, the material, like, flew into my face. And my first thought was, I'm getting attacked by a Dementor!
Did you see the guy?
Expecto Patronum!
Expecto Patronum!
Expecto Patronum! My field mouse will save me! I almost fell on the floor. It was so funny.
Did you see like two or 3 days before? I just love
that your Patronus is a field mouse.
My Patronus is a field mouse. Fuck you. Like your Patronus is a bear. Okay.
Oh yes, Nair would be very proud. Like I tested and it turns out my Patronus is a brown bear. I was surprised.
Fuck you.
I really thought I was going to get a blobfish.
Or just something. Did you see like 2 or 3 days before Halloween that somebody put like a Dementor yes. on a drone
that
and was
awesome.
Flying it around?
That's
I
awesome.
Literally would have died.
I would have shit myself.
That was I can barely handle those things I on the ride and I know that they're
I almost
fake.
Shit myself and it was my own dress that I knew that I hung on the back of my door. Like it like hit me in the face. I was like, oh, happiness is leaving my soul.
I guess because you were dealing with your kids at that point too.
Like. Oh yeah, no, my happiness was leaving my soul for a whole bunch of other reasons. But I thought I was being attacked by a dementia. I'm like, why is this happening today?
Why is this happening?
Why is
today?
This happening? Of all days. That was exactly my thought. I'm dying. Where's my wand? Oh, it was so bad. So bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So that one moment. That one moment for Vanessa explains why I love Sirius Black, because he had that moment.
He had that moment every day for 12 years.
12 years in Azkaban.
I had that moment for 30 seconds. God bless you, Sirius Black. God
bless you. Yeah, Sirius. And then his ending is so sad because
it really
he's
is.
Murdered by his cousin.
Yes, he's murdered by his own cousin who taunts everyone afterwards. And
yes.
I'm like, punch her in the face.
I killed Sirius Black.
That makes me want to punch you, Stephanie.
That's what she does.
That's what Stephanie on Stephanie Crime.
But yeah, no, like his death like is heartbreaking. Also because at this point in the books, when I was reading it, I just really wanted Harry to have something happy
yes.
happen for him.
That's why it's so
yeah.
heartbreaking.
For me, I love Sirius from like when I knew from Prisoner of Azkaban. I'm like, I know that this was like, I knew that he didn't belong there, and I knew that
it was Harry's way out.
It was Harry's way out, and it was Harry's chance of having some semblance of normalcy,
of a family.
Yeah. Like, we want him away from the Dursleys.
Yes.
We wanted to take him to live with him, and they were gonna go to Godric's Hollow and live there, whatever. And then like. And then
in the blink of an eye,
he was just gone.
It was done.
And
like Harry's future was like wiped away.
Yeah, And there's so many times where that happens to Harry. Like, it happens when Dumbledore dies also.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. I'm telling you. That's the one. Like, Dumbledore is the one time I threw the book. When the thing with Sirius happened is the one time I, like, literally, I was laying in bed. I closed it. I just put it next to me.
Did you put the book in the freezer?
I put it next to me. And I just, like, stared into the abyss. Because I was like,
and I was just
he's
like,
never going to be happy.
No,
Harry.
Yeah. Like,
Harry's never going to be never. Happy. Yeah.
Well, maybe
not
that explains Cursed Child a little bit.
Maybe.
Stop it, I haven't been there.
I'm sorry.
I know, hurry but no, I just really his behavior. Harry. I want to punch Harry during Cursed Child. But, like,
you'll get through it in, like, a day.
Yeah, you really will. You can get through it in an afternoon.
You really could. I got through it in 4 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Same.
It's very Alrighty. Easy. I've been lazy. That's why this.
Look, Stephanie has it in her boobs. She's got the mic in
You're
her boobs.
You're not an official member of, like, Mama's the Mama's Merlot. And Merlot podcast until you stick.
I haven't done that yet.
Until you stick your mic in your boobs.
There you go. I did it.
So very proud of us right now. Right now you have to use your boob as tools. And, like, I had to tie my shoes.
What else
so.
Are they good for? I mean,
I know.
No, well, not even feeding your children because these boobs
not
are
for
big.
Everybody.
These boobs are big for nothing, let me tell you. But anyway, that's so a conversation sad. For Mamas and Merlot.
Yeah, mine worked. Whatever.
Anyway. So yeah, that part was heartbreaking, like seeing Harry, like, lose that hope over and over again. And I know it's one of those things where we're supposed to kind of go through that with him.
Yeah.
And keep losing that hope, like. You understand, since the beginning when I first
it's
met the Weasleys.
It's all the people that, like, can kind of be that figure for him too, though, because, like, it and I'm and from the minute these words were uttered in Deathly Hallows, I was like, fuck me, dude. Mm-hmm. When Remus goes to him and tells him that he and Tongs are getting married and that she's pregnant. And
oh my God, yes.
Oh yeah. Like,
fuck.
Signing yep. the death
These guys
warrant.
Are fucking dying too.
Yep, because it's too much of a mirror.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's too much. It's too good.
So it's like.
It's in the middle of a war. Two people who exactly, unlikely get together no who are going to have a kid.
Exactly. So yeah. it's like fuck, man, dude. Like, this poor kid, like, cannot catch a fucking
break. He can't catch a break.
Like, anytime that he gets any kind of, like, a little bit of hope, and it's the perseverance of Harry in that, like, it doesn't matter, like, he's literally had every shitty thing possible happen to him. Every single person,
everything
like
even down to the girlfriend that he wanted.
90% of people that he cared about end up dead.
Cho is a fucking choke.
Fuck that shit.
I hate choach. That bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
She's a
fuck her.
Victor Crumb can take her and wherever.
Her. A no. lot.
Not that I care. Not that I really care about him.
A large amount
about him ending up with Ginny. To be honest,
I actually like the whole him and Ginny thing.
I do too.
I foresaw
I
it. Like,
do not
no.
like it.
Damn. I liked it since the beginning. I saw it.
I don't.
Honestly, since the beginning of the books, I'm reading into it. I already knew that Ron and Hermione were going to get together.
No, I did. Yeah.
Well, but I thought the one
I already knew that they were setting up Ginny to be a possible something since the beginning.
Well, I like the idea of Harry and Hermione. But it seemed like too easy.
The only reason, it
would have been
okay.
an injustice to Hermione.
Yeah.
The only reason that I ended up being okay, like, justifying Ginny was because it made him, like,
a Weasley.
Part of the Weasley family.
You know,
yeah.
So I was like, all right, fine.
Yeah, no,
whatever.
I don't like it.
So I still don't like it either.
Well, too bad he only had one sister, so.
Yeah. I didn't like it either.
There's only one Weasley sister.
Right.
I don't.
Whatever.
I don't
but Cho is a fucking choach.
No, fuck you, Cho.
Yeah.
You're a
church. Anyway.
No. I really like saying the word church.
But yeah, like, I can't. There's not really much left for me to say about Sirius because you've pretty much said everything that I wanted to say.
As Missy Elliott used to say.
These two are just talking crap in the corner. What happened?
They're just having their own conversation.
Give me on your chocha. I don't know.
What is she?
I'm sorry. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what song you're talking about.
What just happened?
Worth it.
Because I said I like saying the word chocha. She goes, like, Missy Elliott used to say, I'm done.
Oh, God.
We can stop the podcast here. I'm fucking done.
Okay.
Answer's
okay.
Number one.
Serious Black,
my number two. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's not really much I can add to that. You said it very well.
Yes.
And Sirius is, like, is amazing, and he was
heartbreaking.
Aside from Dumbledore, was Harry's biggest protector.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so Dumbledore and Hagrid also, but
Hagrid
gets kind of
He's like the unsung hero.
Yes, he's definitely underappreciated.
I really wish there was space for him on my mountain.
Yes.
Really.
Well, like, he's in my honorable mention.
If you listen to, like I mentioned earlier, the Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, like they talk about Hagrid being like kind of almost a maternal figure to Harry, even though he's a man, because he's always offering Harry food. Like every time he comes across Harry, like the first time he meets Harry, he has a cake and he like lights a fire and he makes sausages and he's like always trying to feed Harry. That's a very like maternal, nurturing.
But he's always been like that. He's been like that with, well, I mean, wild creatures in general. Right. So like, it's one of the, he has an attachment to Harry since he was younger too. Because he's
because he's the one that pulled Harry from the rubble of his house,
right?
Yeah. And he's the one that delivered him to the Dursleys. Like Hagrid has a very like
he has also protective, responsible too, to be like, oh, you had a shitty life.
Yeah, like I'm the one that dropped you off to these fucking asshats that treated you.
The
like
least
garbage.
Thing I'm gonna do is give you some of these little cakes I made.
Like, look at, I have these like sausages in my pocket that God knows how long they've been in here, but I have these. Yeah. Please eat them.
You know, I love him so much. Sirius,
I do. I love
had
Hagrid.
Had Sirius not gone away, Harry could have grown up in a whole entire.
Yeah, he would have had a he would have grown up as different. A wizard. Exactly. Like he would have known,
full fledged wizard. He would have already known like a
but
shit.
But I wonder
secrets.
How much of a dick he would have been.
That's true.
I don't think so. I think that
he would have grown up his whole life knowing that
like
he
with
was
a big
Harry
head.
Potter.
Yeah, knowing he's
no, but the
chosen.
Thing is, I feel like as if
I am
he
fucking
wouldn't
Harry
have been.
Potter. Goddamn it!
You were supposed to be the chosen one.
No, sorry. Because I think that if he would have grown up in the wizarding world, I think Dumbledore still would have had like a heavy hand in his like raising.
Sure, yes.
So I think like Dumbledore would have had would made sure that like maybe he either would have been closed off from a little bit. I think no matter what, because the war was still going on, maybe.
But I think
Sirius would probably have had Harry
but
a little more hiding.
Dumbledore always has like.
A plan.
Always
a
has
plan
an ulterior motive,
because,
yeah.
Like, the man with a plan.
He knew him in the muggle
jam
world
plan.
Would be the same.
Get over my man.
What's the opposite of man?
Jam! Friends, it's a Friends reference.
I didn't know that one, though.
That's when Monica breaks up with Richard. And she strikes
all
jam.
The jam.
Yep.
But that's and Dumbledore knew that the safest place for Harry was in the Muggle
world. In the Muggle
world, he would be, grow up
exactly.
Not knowing a damn thing.
Exactly, and like as shitty as his like upbringing was, like it needed to happen that way.
Yeah,
it makes
it
Harry
gave
very
him
humble.
Humility. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I think Harry would have been a very different character in the sense of like if Peter Pettigrew from the beginning had been caught, and he would have been raised with Sirius. And basically Remus the whole time, too.
Yeah.
Like Sirius
he would have been
Remus.
Just like his father. Mm-hmm. He would have been cocky and he would have
No, not necessarily because he would have had Remus around.
I
think
he
Remus
would have been cocky.
But I think he would have kept that in check. I think because of having
a
guy
Sirius
like him around.
Remus would have tried to keep him in check.
But Sirius also just, encourages that part of
he
Harry.
Does.
Just like he,
just like he did
it
with James.
Yeah.
So
I love the name James, by the way. My brother's middle
name
is James because I had a crush on a little boy named James when I was 4, and that's why my brother's middle name is James.
Aww. I wonder where James your crush is now.
Who knows?
You know, I always wonder that stuff half the time. Like, I'm like, I wonder where so-and-so is.
Yeah.
Like, people you had like a thing, like a fleeting, like a thing for. Like
a little beep.
Yeah. Beep. They always wonder like, okay, what happened to that person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I had no.
Christy, maybe they're bagging groceries at Publix.
Career goals.
Who is my number two? Oh, my number two is Luna Lovegood.
Oh, good. We can talk about her
yes,
now.
We can talk about Luna now.
No, I got to table her.
Really?
Yeah.
That high?
Number one.
Yeah.
All
oh,
right,
wow.
Luna, let's table.
Okay, fine. Let's table Luna.
All right. So since we tabled Luna, my number two is Molly Weasley.
Oh, yay. We can talk about her now.
Yes.
Yay.
She went up to your number two. She's
honorable mention.
My HM.
Molly
yes,
Weasley.
Molly
Weasley.
I have so
Molly
many questions
Weasley
about this lady.
Is Mama Bear number one.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Homegirl had 6 kids.
Girl boss.
She had 5 boys. And one boy.
And they had magic.
And they had, exactly. And they had magic.
She had 5 boys. She has fucking Fred and George.
She had
off.
Twin
that
boys.
That must have been hell
oh
in a handbag.
Like,
yes.
I was little. Thinking about it ages me 10 years. Like, I can't.
She.
And think about it. And like, and Arthur Weasley
was
her husband.
Goals. She is mom goals.
Yeah.
She
sorry.
Is.
She's
mom
so
goals. Is.
She is.
And she keeps them in line.
She keeps them in line. Mm-hmm. She keeps all those boys in check,
all of them.
Including
oh, yes.
her husband.
Oh, yeah.
She is.
Who is really like another child.
Yes.
He's
oh,
really,
yeah.
Like, I know
it's
we didn't
so
give like,
I mean,
Ginny a lot
they
of
usually
credit,
are,
but, like,
but
she does keep Ginny still like a badass. Like,
she does.
Yeah.
Ginny is
well,
a badass because of her
that,
mother.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Battle of Hogwarts.
I mean.
Like.
Not my daughter, you bitch.
Like best scene in the entire book is Molly Weasley being Molly not my Weasley daughter, you bitch.
Versus Bellatrix Lestrange, like fucking Molly Weasley, hands down. Mm-hmm. That is Mama Bear. Like,
yep.
Had you made me make this list before I had kids, it probably would have been different. But fucking Molly
Maybe
Weasley.
Maybe that's why she's lower on my list.
Honestly, yeah. Molly Weasley and my number one could be interchangeable.
Yeah.
Because Molly Weasley is such a badass mom. We probably do.
Probably mente.
Molly Weasley, probably. Like, she took Harry under her... Like, she took Harry... Like, she's immediately. Like, this little boy, this sad little boy, needs a fucking mother. Mm-hmm. He needs somebody to watch over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sent him presents. Yeah, I'm having fucking six kids. She takes in a fucking
exactly,
one.
She takes
Actually,
in a seven.
Actually, another one and a half, really, because Hermione erased her parents.
Yeah.
And for all intents and purposes, you know... I mean, we don't know.
That's
what
her like, daughter-in-law.
I wonder, like, could Hermione? Hermione ends up being her daughter-in-law.
But Hermione spent so much time with them even before.
But
that.
Like, I wonder if after like the whole war thing, like,
did Hermione restore her parents?
Exactly.
Memory?
Like, could you restore? Your
I believe in
memory?
Hermione Granger. I'm sure she did.
I do believe in Hermione Granger. If I could put Hermione on my list, she would totally be on my list.
Yeah.
Hermione would have the magical power to bring her parents' memory
although
back.
It would have made that sacrifice that much more heartbreaking, and
if she couldn't if she had the safety net of doing it would be like whatever, no big deal, but
does she know she have that safety net?
I don't think she does have that safety net.
I want to feel like it's not there.
With all her studying and her Hermione
she
brain
would know.
She eventually would figure out a way to do it,
right?
Yeah.
She probably would have to like fill them in on a lot and being like, well, this is why you've been on living in Australia for this long. And please don't be angry at me. But I think she could do it. Molly Weasley, like, dude, the first thing the woman does when she even finds out that her son is friends with Harry Potter isn't make a big deal about the fact that he's Harry Potter. Isn't any of that. Is she knits him a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
She makes him a simple gift that she makes all the rest of her kids that means the world to Harry in a sense, because he's never had that.
Right.
He grew up with fucking Petunia like his entire life. So like the coldness of Petunia because of her like how
her resentment toward
her sister and her like, and mind you, Molly likes like Molly lost a lot during the war too. She lost her brothers, her twin brothers.
Yeah.
I've read this book way too many times. Like, she lost her twin brother. She lost like a lot in the war as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she didn't like, even though this kid is a chosen
one,
even though
Molly goes through the ringer too, because like they go through the betrayal of Percy for like three books.
Yes. Yep.
And then ultimately,
oh my God, no.
Ultimately
and
losing then one of her children.
Yes. No, and that always makes me want to cry.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
Fred Weasley,
rest in peace, Fred.
There is no way you can ever say Fred Weasley to me and me
no.
not be like, ow.
No.
Well, I mean, even going back to like the whole like when her kids first meet Harry, like when they meet him on the train, she's like, "You leave him alone. Like, don't ask him questions. Don't pester him. Like." You treat him like she made sure that her kids treated him like any other fucking kid. Like he wasn't the chosen one. He's just Harry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he's just another kid. And I love that about her. Mm-hmm. Like she.
I love the fact that when she sends the howler, she's still like super nice to him and sweet to him.
Yeah.
Like, I like there's like little things like fine. Like Molly Weasley does sometimes like sometimes she receives hate online that I see. Sometimes people are like, oh, she's oversteps her bounds.
Those people are fucking stupid and they're wrong.
They're not parents.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
You
they
overstep
are not
your
parents.
Bounds, Molly Weasley.
As a parent, you have to overstep your bounds, because if not, you're not doing your job. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And the thing is, like, no matter what, like,
hashtag not my kid's friend.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, it's not like Harry had a lot of those roles in his life to
no,
begin
he didn't.
With.
He didn't. He needed a mother figure. And
yeah.
If you look back over the series, he does have a few, but Molly Weasley is definitely
most consistent.
The most consistent. The one, like, she always made sure he had a Christmas gift. Like, she always was thinking of him.
Right.
From the first, like,
and even in, what were you just watching? The Order of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, he's a child. He does not need to be exposed to this stuff. He is too, he's still a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
she saves him from himself, because he was all about being
He was
older,
all about running into danger.
And she's
and
like,
ultimately,
no.
That's actually what kind of fucks them, because the fact that his headstrongness and his wanting to help, unfortunately, because of the fact that everyone is not as open with him and shields him from a lot of things, does make him act irrationally.
Yes.
Like it does make him act like do things sometimes that isn't the best decision because he's not fully informed.
Mm-hmm.
So he just acts out of like instinct. it doesn't mean that her instinct is necessarily wrong, because she does want to protect him.
It's not wrong because she is being a mom.
Yeah. There is a balance of like wanting to protect him, but also letting him know the truth. Like,
yes.
And that's kind of what the book shows you. Like, that's what I think about the books are so interesting, is the fact that you could have that debate. Mm-hmm. And you can even talk about that with your kids as they read the book. It's like, what do you think that she should have done there?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think she did, honest, as a, from a mom's perspective, yeah.
She did very much she could.
She did the right thing for Harry, because yeah. she was trying to protect him. And we see it time and time again. We see it in Prisoner of Azkaban. We see that her husband wanted to tell Harry, like, oh, Sirius wants to come for you. He's looking for you. He wants to kill you. Like, that's what they thought. And she was like, he does not need to know that. Yeah. He's a boy. He's a little boy. He's scared. He doesn't need to know, because, and he will act irrationally. And she knew that he would act irrationally. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't wrong for wanting to shield him from that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved the whole Molly Weasley relationship with Fleur was yes. always really yeah. great, because she was always so at like she was always so protective of her son beforehand. Mm-hmm. And the moment that her son becomes scarred, and Fleur, who I also think doesn't get enough credit,
she
because
doesn't.
Of her change, yeah. her character
well,
change.
She just comes off in Goblet of Fire, comes off so superficial.
She does.
Yes. Well, but I always love that change. The,
right.
That's the way it was written in Goblet of Fire. Right. But then as the story continues and you do see her change, she
yeah,
really doesn't
her, like,
get enough credit.
Because her mm-hmm. husband gets like scarred on his like scarred yeah. in his face because of the whole attack, when she goes to treat him, and Molly is trying to at some point, like, she is trying to step in and protect her son, but when she hears Fleur lash back at her and be like, what, do you think he's not gonna love me because of this and stuff like that, like, you immediately see her character soften, immediately yes. love Fleur, and immediately yes. be like, no, sweetie, da, da, da. Like, that
well, I would
think, motherly understanding
I think it's
of
like because of the way Fleur is in Goblet of Fire, where she's like this, like, basically like this stuck up little rich
bitch.
Girl, whatever, mm-hmm. that it's like, well, do you really, like, are you really going to care about him now that he looks right. like this or whatever? Mm-hmm. And like, she lashes back in the, well, just because, you know, I may look or act a certain way, but that doesn't mean that I don't care.
Yeah. yeah.
So, which, I mean, I get that, so.
But it's one of the things where, like, the fact that Fleur's answer to her when she lashed back, I can't remember the exact wording of it now. But
I'm sure we could Google it. I just don't feel like it right now.
Hashtag lazy.
Hashtag
the way, yeah, the way Fleur, like, lashes back to her, she phrases it in a way where it's like, you think he wouldn't love me. Like,
yeah,
like, it's one of those things where she still puts her, like,
her vanity.
Well, Fleur gets insecure about it, because, well, yeah, like, well, now we're different, and there's this thing that defines us that, like, we don't have in common. So, like, where does this leave me?
Yeah, but, like, so Molly seeing that there's this moment of weakness and insecurity, but ultimately, because, like, this girl, like, loves her son that much, like,
yeah,
that's like one of those, like, little precious happy moments
yes.
in the book. Yeah. And, like, the fact that this book that starts off all Christopher Columbus, like Chris, sorry, Christopher Columbus, Chris Columbus, like, happy mm-hmm. little go lucky kids books, mm-hmm. and ends up in this place of like, oh my gosh, you said something sweet and someone else was nice. Let's treasure this moment forever. Like, that shows a lot what the books make you go
it
through.
Does.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to treasure forever the fact that Molly was nice to Fleur for a second.
Can we talk about her family clock?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If that was a real thing, I would totally have that. Like,
yeah.
To know, okay, where they're safe, are. Or they're at work, or they're traveling, mm-hmm. or they're in mortal peril. Like, I would love to have one of those clocks. Like, just, okay, I know everybody's safe.
Yep.
All my little chickens are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep going with my day.
Yeah, that clock would be
awesome.
That
would be fantastic. Her clock and her broom that sweeps by itself. Totally would be a thing in this house.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fucking dog. Okay, so, I mean, as we were talking about earlier, they were in the room scratching to get out. They destroyed one of their beds.
Really?
Like, there's foam all over my bedroom. Like, when we're done here, I have to go clean.
Oh.
I'm really, like, you guys want to sleep outside tonight kind of thing.
Oh.
Like, fuck you.
She's talking about
By
her
the
dogs.
Way, she's
talking
dogs.
About my dogs, not my children. My fucking dogs. Like, they ripped, there's, like, the bed is, like, in pieces.
Oh,
there's
gosh.
Foam all over the place.
She's just deep sighed.
Like,
meditation.
Right. Yes. This is why Molly Weasley's goes so high on her list.
Yes, this is why Molly yes. Weasley and my number one are interchangeable, because homegirl's got the patience of a saint. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has six kids.
All right.
And
so the number one.
Some of those six were Fred and George.
Like, yes. Oh, now. Yeah. Those two,
oh, right,
those
right.
two count as four, not two.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions.
Oh, yes. Oh, we do honorable mentions. Okay. So okay, wait, who starts
me,
with the...
Let me... Actually, let's do our listener picks. Let me pull them up. Oh, I'm looking. Okay, so we have...
Way past my bedtime.
Okay, so we have comedian Will Watkins of Zeros on Heroes. His top four are Snape, Seamus, Luna, and Dobby.
Seamus?
That was my... Really? That is exactly Seamus? My response to him was Seamus with a bunch of question marks and exclamation points. And he says, hell yeah, comic relief. He betrays Harry and then he redeems himself. He becomes an explosives expert and he's got that cute accent. And I'm like, Seamus is a dick for betraying Harry.
Seamus is a
period. Seamus is a dick.
I think, like, I did like the fact that at the end of the book is basically like, my bad. Yeah. My bad, bro. Yeah.
Well, no, but so that's, I mean, like, you can read the comments on Neri's post. I wrote, Seamus is a dick for betraying Harry. And Will says that he redeemed himself. He apologized. And Neri says that apologies mean shit to me, as in Vanessa. Like, yeah, apologies mean shit to me. Yeah, no, right, Seamus is still a fucking dick. But moving on, let's
move on. Can I read
Carlos's? Yes, read Carlos's.
Carlos's please. Are Sybil Trelawney, number four, number three, Bellatrix Lestrange, number two, Luna Lovegood, and number one, Neville Longbottom. So
Trelawney is a surprising pick because
she's big. She's got a bigger role in Prisoner of Azkaban, but she doesn't really do much after that.
Yeah, and that's about...
She's a cool character. His honorable mentions are Dobby, Lupin, Snape, and Sirius.
If Dobby was a girl... he would be on my mountain, but he's not a girl.
Really?
Table.
Huh.
This is why Stephanie and David broke up with the other Christie. There was a very big argument about Dobby. Yeah. I'm looking for...
I'm trying to find the page where it was on.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Okay. Okay, so... Oh, I need to read Christie's. Okay, so Quills... says,
she probably has like a lot of feelings about this.
Wait, where did it go? I just lost it. Fuck.
It's Quills.
What? You my girl cute. I was gonna say you're my girl
cute. Okay, so Quills is number four, Lupin, number three, Creature.
Oh, wow. She loves Creature. Oh, she really
number
does love
two,
Creature.
Number two, Sirius Black, number one, Snape. Oh my god, there's a lot of comments on here.
Yeah, see Q, okay, so Q has a lot of Snape feelings and we've gotten into a lot of like debates about her Snape feelings. We will never, never agree on her Snape feelings. Her Creature ones, I can speak for her a little bit on this one, and I kind of get it, where she's always upset the Creature gets kind of shafted in the movies.
Yeah. Because he really does.
It's true.
Because
he does help a lot in the books.
He does. He's actually really important in the books. And like, he starts
as
off,
we discussed earlier on, like, the movies cut out a lot.
Yeah. They have to.
So
they,
if you're someone who's okay, to. So if you're someone who
can't really 7-hour Harry Potter movie, but
yeah. If you're someone who's listening to this and somehow actually hasn't
movie number
read the
one
books,
is in six pieces because yeah. There's no way. Even the first book, which is like one of the shorter ones, there's
everything's
no way
not in there.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. So many peas. House, so much household stuff peas. Had to be shut up, like cut out. So Creature, if you haven't read the book somehow and you're actually listening to this.
You've gotten this far.
So
hashtag there's lots of spoilers in here.
Yeah. So Creature is another one of the house elves. He was
shit,
actually the black fan.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
People have a lot of feelings about Harry Potter.
Oh, I know.
Harry Potter is
very big fandom.
Yeah.
It really
I know.
Is. But you know what? Big. For a long time I felt like it felt
like yours.
Yeah, I felt like it fandom. Was mine. Like, it wasn't like so huge.
Yeah.
No, it's huge.
It wasn't
it's
until huge. Recently. Like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 years ago that I realized, like, Harry Potter's fucking big.
Yeah.
Like,
you
want to
know when
gigantic.
I realized how big Harry Potter was? Ironically, it was because of Twilight and because of fanfic.
Yeah.
Where I saw that it divided up by story and Harry Potter dwarfs. Twilight is the second highest and it's still at, like, 200 or 300,000. Harry Potter's got close to 1 million fanfiction yep. stories. So that's
See, I don't even follow fan fictions, and I completely
I don't anymore.
That.
But it, like years ago when I did, that's when I was like, "Oh shit!" Harry
Emily, if there's a night that I really can't fall asleep or something, like that I'll be like, "All right, let me see what I can find."
Yeah,
and I usually
I
end
do,
up going
I,
to like
there
stuff
is a couple of like Harry Potter fan pages that I follow on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I really love that people want Hermione and Draco to be together.
I never get it.
I don't get it, but I love that people want that.
Yeah.
I think she Hermione. Would squash him in a second.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
He's
she would totally
baby.
Wear
he
the pants in that relationship.
Her. Exactly. Yeah. He would.
She would totally have him fucking pussy whipped.
Like, oh, yeah.
He would be like, whatever you want, babe.
Yeah, but it would be like a horrible lay, and she wouldn't stand for that because she's Hermione.
It would be it would be better than that. She would totally be better.
Since he's a pretty boy, you know he doesn't try. Whereas you know Ron would try.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Like Weasley will probably make sure he's her king.
Oh yeah.
Like
oh yes. Oh yes.
Okay. So another.
Some of these are really funny. I'm going through these.
Patty.
What's the name of the goalie? The keeper.
Yeah.
Oh, Oliver.
You make sure to be a keeper.
His name is Oliver.
Christy and I were obsessed with him.
Oh my God, no. Oliver!
Can
Wood.
I tell you that when Oliver, Wood. When Neri,
yeah, Oliver Wood,
when Neri told me that he wanted to name the baby Oliver, I was like, Oliver, oh, it's a Harry Potter name.
You're like totally on board.
Well, Patty is a friend of the Mamas and Merlot podcast. She was a past guest. She says, love me some Professor McGonagall. Bellatrix.
Table.
All she said was Professor McGonagall.
I'm just saying, table.
I wasn't going into it. Bellatrix Lestrange, Molly, badass Weasley, and Neville Longbottom. Let's see. What? Raul of cosplay fame.
Oh, tell me what my fiance thinks.
And Geekmore.
COS.
And
PLAYFAME. Molly Weasley, Bellatrix
Lestrange.
Well,
these are honorable mentions for him.
Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Where's his list? Oh, there it is. He wrote it back. Damn it, Raul. I'm backwards. Drunk. I can't read. The fact that I can even see is really, like, I deserve a round of applause. No, I can do it. Sirius Black, number 4. Minerva McGonagall, number 3. The Weasley twins count as 1, number 2. And Snape, get the fuck out of here with Dumbledore.
Hey. His honorable mentions are Molly Weasley, Bellatrix, can't have a good story without good villains.
He is completely 100%.
Yeah, Dolores Umbridge, Neville Longbottom.
He spelled Neville wrong.
Hashtag thirsty for that Longbottom.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, that's such a good hashtag.
And Dobby, aren't we all trying to be free elves? Stephen Platt, Dumbledore, Sirius Black, Ollivander. Which is a good pick.
Ollivander is a great pick. Very underrated.
There's a lot of
very underrated.
He says he met and learned so much about so many wizards, both good and bad. Yeah, the things he knows. Dot dot dot. Yeah.
His honorable mentions.
He's completely 1,000% correct. 100% Ollivander right. is definitely an underrated character.
Honorable mention: Cedric Diggory, Remus Lupin, Hagrid, Dobby, Gilderoy Lockhart, and his number one
Gilderoy Lockhart.
That guy annoys
the shit out of me, but he is a great comic relief.
Yeah,
especially when he loses his memory.
I agree.
Oh God, yeah.
Let me pick one more random.
Although it makes me sad to think that he stays in St. Mungo's.
Where's Dave's? Dave's was one of the first ones. Wait, I got it. Okay. Number 4, Snape. An obvious choice, yes. But he is the Darth Vader of the series, and his weird obsession with Lily Potter is amazingly odd. Number 3.
I'm sorry. He's going to leave a little commentary because he couldn't be on this podcast. I'll
read your commentary, Dave. I can see it still. Barty Crouch Jr. No other villain is able to break Harry and know him intimately and then utterly destroy him.
Interesting.
Quite like him. He is twisted, sinister. He's a twisted, sinister man, and I love it. Number 2, Sirius Black. One of the best character buildups and reveals in all of literature. I love his love for Harry is deep and unending, and Gary Oldman, period.
Yes.
Not counting the movies, but Gary Oldman is great.
Honorable mentions. His honorable mentions are Dudley Dursley, Moaning Myrtle, Nearly Had a Snake, Cedric Diggory, and Neville Longbottom. Moaning Myrtle.
It's interesting that he put Dudley Dursley.
Because he's the first villain that Harry encounters.
He is. Yeah. He really is. You know what? High five, Dave. Mm-hmm. And for Dudley and for Moaning Myrtle. Mm-hmm. And then his number one is Dobby. Sorry.
She's drunk.
And then he put in quotations, it's such a beautiful place to be with friends.
No! No! Don't say it!
Dobby is happy to be with friends with Harry Potter.
Oh!
And he says, if that isn't your number one, you are a communist.
It hurts so much.
The funniest part about this whole, like his whole post is that I was reading it because... Since he has admin control of Mount Geekmore's page, I was reading it and I'm like, this sounds like Jason. Mm-hmm. And then I get to the communist comment. I'm like, that's fucking David.
I want to rattle off a few more. God, just no, I'm so sorry. Many that
do one and then I'll do Chris.
I'm still literally right now in pain because right. of from him quoting that.
Okay, Natalie Platt, Dolores Umbridge, because boy. Having I Must Not Tell Lies card to you back in hand is pretty fucked up. Three, so fucked Dumbledore, up. Two, Hagrid.
Is it wrong that I want that I Must Not Tell Lies tattoo on my hand?
I want the Death Eater tattoo. If I'm I was into like sleeves and shit, I would totally have it.
I want to get the I Must Not Tell Lies in white ink that's on cool. my hand. I feel like that honorable would be fucking fantastic.
Honorable mentions are to Fox, Severus Snape, Neville Longbottom, Professor McGonagall, and Lupin.
Lupin is a good one.
I love Lupin so much.
Yeah, Lupin is great. Alex.
God, there's so many. Responded.
Hernandez?
You know what we should do in the future? Like, if Geekmore starts getting very many, very popular, like, things like this, just make polls.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, and then Dairy, be, name yeah. it and Dairy. No.
Wow. I'm not the only one.
Dairy and David say anyone not putting Dobby on your list are cold hearted motherfuckers and your list is invalid.
Okay.
And then there's a whole conversation that follows that.
I will have to read that tomorrow no. when I you can see straight. You know the funny thing
straight. Is, like, I will admittedly say that Dobby didn't make it onto my list, but it's because
you
in my head.
You are communist.
He didn't.
Because the funny thing. Either. But the funny thing is, like, I wasn't thinking about it. Can we hold
this conversation
head,
for another couple
too.
Minutes?
Wait, in my head, he gotta was, pause. Like, wait. He was so integral, like, to me in my part of my head, he was on
put a pin in Dobby.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in it.
Steph, what are your honorable mentions?
Wait. There's a pin in Dobby.
Wait. We got it.
Oh, too soon.
Oh my goodness.
Hashtag too soon.
Hashtag break my heart. Okay, sorry, wait, so it. Christy of Mamas and Merlot, oh, who Christy. She really wanted to be here, but unfortunately her little man is really sick.
Mm-hmm. And Nate's not feeling well either.
Hi, Jeff.
Nice. I'm sorry, the joke that was just great. There and I had
that
to
was
it.
Great.
That was fantastic.
Sorry, it was just hanging
high
there.
Five. High five.
Low-hanging fruit, guys.
Okay, so Christy's list, number four is... Umbridge. Number three, the Weasley twins, because again they count as one. Mm. Number two, Snape. Number one, Sirius Black, and her honorable mentions are Dobby and Ginny. And she wanted me to specifically mention that Ginny from the books, because they fucked her up in the movies.
True.
That's true.
She sucked in the movies, and I kind of agree. They kind of just made her like a come mierda yes. in yeah, the yeah. books.
Yes.
In the movies, excuse me.
She was a badass in the books.
She really is a badass. Bonnie in the books. Wright, the actress, is. I've heard quite many good things about her. Ginny herself in the books is this little tomboy badass.
Yes.
Yeah. And like this little tomboy badass.
She grows
badass.
Up with five older brothers. I mean.
She really does. Yes. Like and you like, have five brothers. Not just one. Five.
The thing is like to me like.
It's my mom. My mom has five brothers.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit.
She's like technically she's the middle child but she's the first girl. So.
So.
But yeah she has five brothers. She has three older and two younger.
Holy shit, fuck. Yeah. But I'm saying like Ginny Weasley is a little badass because she taught herself how to ride the broom by stealing her brother's brooms. Like
damn straight.
She's a badass. She's like, I want to get on the train. I want to do. I want to go. I want to be like, I want to be a part of this world. And
yeah,
you know, she's the youngest of six.
She gets away with shit with Fred and George Weasley. Like Fred and George don't fuck with Ginny.
They don't because they protect her.
Yeah, they protect her. And sometimes they're kind of afraid of her. Like, the fact that they're the ones that tell her, like, they're the ones who straight out say, like, you be careful with her bat bogey hex. Like, her, like, her little, like, her G-string.
Like, she will get you.
She will get you. Like, the fact, like, that she holds her own. Like, the Ginny in the books is a badass.
Ginny is definitely on my honorable mention. I struggled a little bit.
I struggled a lot with my honorable mentions. I can't believe I actually didn't put her because I actually really usually love.
Ginny. I could have had 12 honorable mentions.
I mean, this we really could have like split this into be like the first three books and then the last four.
Or male and female.
Yeah, we could have done my female mountain or a male mountain. Like there's so many ways we could have split this. But Ginny is a fucking fantastic character. She really is.
I don't like her with Harry, but yes, I like her.
I do like her with Harry because it does make him an official Weasley.
Yeah, that's the only reason I can like
because it finally gives him like that family.
Yeah,
I can. I'm totally okay.
I feel like he's already part of the family.
He is already part of the family because he's friends with Ron, but because
makes it official.
But it's like they are married. They have kids.
He has like his kids are gonna have a bunch of cousins
and a bunch of uncles. Yeah, they're gonna have the cute red hair and the freckles. Like,
oh,
it's
and his kids are gonna end up looking like Lily because of all that red hair. Like, oh. The fact that the book Ginny to me reminds me more of like she'd be very Lily-esque.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes. All right, Steph, so your honorable mentions.
All right. So I have to keep it to four, right?
Yeah.
Because well, yeah. Like, well, that's Mary's preference, but you do what you want.
I have five. So
do you, boo.
Yeah, I had five.
You do you, boo.
And the thing is, my five is actually kind of more because they're all, some of them are...
Actually, mine is technically six if you really want to go there.
Sorry, I looked over into my Florida room and I saw a bunch of red lights. There's a fucking ambulance out there.
Somebody's dying.
God, I don't know.
Wild story.
All right, so my honorable mentions are Minerva McGonagall. Jesus fucking
pin it. Fucking pin it.
All right.
Oh, pin it. Pin it.
Shut your mouth, you fucking pin it.
Right.
All three of us.
Red wine makes you aggressive.
Listen, the fact that I'm not asleep yet.
Yeah, it's past all of our bedtime.
I feel like one of my eyes is a lot smaller.
Oh my God.
See, the funny thing is since I'm like I stay up editing and shit like that right now, I'm like, nah, I'm going to go home and edit. Like, I'm in a good place. Like,
I really hope I'm not editing anything right now. You guys are going to leave and I'm going to knock the fuck out.
Just
and
make sure you save
luck,
this.
As soon as, oh, it'll be fine. With my luck, the moment I lay down, one of these two assholes of mine is going to wake up crying.
And this time she's talking about the kids, not the dogs.
Well, fuck those two, too. All four of them.
My other mentions are Fred and George Weasley, because yes, they count as one.
They do count as one.
Because Fred and George Weasley, I don't know, they make me so sad and happy at the same time.
They do. I love that they send Harry a toilet seat when he's in the hospital. Yeah. Love that in the first book. I love that.
Yes, and like their joke shop. Oh my God, I loved walking into their joke shop in Universal Studios. Me too. Like, oh, makes me so happy.
Me too.
So Fred and George together, I just love the fact that these are the little, like, they show the alternate route of what you could do in the middle of this war of like, no, we're going to make happy things happen.
Yes, you
can
find the light.
We're going to distract you. We need to find the light.
Yes.
They literally fucking, they drop out of school in the most bomb ass way.
They do.
Literally.
We just saw it. Fireworks. With fireworks that look like dragons.
Yes.
They are fucking fantastic.
They're technically high school dropouts. Yes. But they're like, or high school dropouts, but we're going to be rolling in it.
And they are amazing.
Like,
if they had vaginas,
they'd be on your list.
They'd be somewhere on my list.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, like, so it's their relationship together, but it's also their relationship to Harry that always makes me appreciate them.
I love that they give him the Marauder's Map.
Yes. Like,
they could have very easily passed it down to their brother.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They gave it to Harry.
They knew that their best chance for their brother to do the same kind of stuff that they did is by giving it to Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They already knew that friendship.
Yep.
So they give it to Harry and stuff like that. There's like so many things they did for Harry to begin with and that Harry did for them back. Like, they already had a brotherly bond without being like always together the way him and Ron were.
Yeah, they were like big brothers.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm sorry, but to me, there's a very reflective and mirroring way that Fred and Sirius die. They both die with smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
They both die laughing.
Yep.
And there's some attachment to me about that because I love Sirius Black and I love Fred Weasley. Like, I always loved Fred. Like, I love them both. But I always did love...
I'm sorry. That's something really funny. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Stephanie,
break up
you. Stephanie, is it was not just, paying
like,
attention.
Inappropriate. No.
Well, it was like, really the wrong moment.
I just read a headline that a drunk woman steals a 45-foot ferry while shouting, I'm Jack Sparrow.
What the fuck?
Oh my gosh,
I want to be this woman's friend.
Animal.
I want to be her friend.
I'm sorry. Carry on.
No, this woman would have gone along with the Weasley twins.
Is she in Florida?
Please tell me she's in Florida. Oh, is this Florida? Let's play the game.
I want to be her friend.
Let's play the game of is this Florida.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
I don't think so.
The Tortugas are close by.
I think it's the UK.
The Tortugas are close by.
I'm sorry. Continue, Steph. My bad.
No, yours is a lot happier than mine. I'm talking about Fred Weasley dying.
Okay. Oh, wait. I love... Which one is it? The one that lost his ear? Is it George?
George.
I get them confused. I'm just like, Mommy.
Yeah,
I get them
so
confused.
Yeah, George.
But I love that he was like, I'm holy now. Because he has a hole in his head.
And his like, first response is like, at all of the ear-related humor. Like, you go
like
to
that's where you went.
That's where you went. Like, the fact that they were still critiquing each other's jokes at that moment.
They're fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Are,
and then, like, oh, my God. Like,
that's what makes his death so much more painful, is that they were so happy and so much joy in the stories that when he died, and now it's like, just George by himself.
It's a hole.
It really is a hole. Like, he is.
It shows
really
the loss of war. Like, the loss of all that stuff. And like,
it's painful
seeing Molly have to react to that, and the rest of the Weasleys react to that in the middle of that book. Like, it was heartbreaking.
Stupid Percy comes back just because
fucking
you.
Percy.
And
I could
swear in the books Fred was already dating Angela Johnson at this time.
I think so,
because I know that George ends up with Angela eventually.
I don't remember.
Says all kinds of weird shit about her.
Yeah. Well, trade one in. We don't have one, brother. You have a spare.
I don't know if that's an actual thing or a fan inference. Like a fan inference.
I honestly don't know.
Because by now I've read so much shit that sometimes there's something.
I haven't read a lot of fan fiction, so I honestly, I can't.
I've read so much just because there's like so many interesting theories out there.
I mean,
there.
I could Google it, but it.
There was this one like heartbreaking little drawing I saw someone do oh my one God. Day those, saying those, that every single time that George looks in the mirror of Erised, or the mirror like that thing that he sees himself with an ear, and it's really not him looking at himself with an ear. It's Fred. Fred. I'm like, ow!
Why are you breaking my heart, internet?
Yeah, like any single time the internet writes anything about Fred Weasley, I'm like, why must you make me cry so? It's like
especially when I see it, like the first thing you see when you wake up, like I was not prepared
to have prepared Fred Weasley feeling. Like I remember there was a status I wrote one day out of nowhere, and I wrote things I will never get over: Fred Weasley and the 10th Doctor. And Dobby. Like, I will never get over these things. Like, so Fred and George is another one. Hagrid is on my list. Uh-huh. Just because he was vitally important to Harry's life, I feel like. And to half the information they ever received. Because half the time, you'd always hear him be like, in your head, be like, I wasn't supposed to say that. It's just like his go-to sentence. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah.
To me, also together is Lupin and Tonks. Because their story itself is heartbreaking.
Tonks is definitely one of my honorable mentions.
Tonks and Lupin are on my honorable mentions.
Actually, Tonks was like on and off of my list for a little bit.
She was so close to making my list. It was between...
She's fucking fantastic. First of all, her powers of like being able to change her hair, her face. Yeah. Like,
you know how fun it is for me? Every time I go to Universal, I get called Tonks. And I keep going like, yay. Like, I love it. Because usually I have... Well, I mean, my hair's washed out right now. But usually I have like brighter hair color. And it's usually somewhere between purple and pink. But even the way it is right now,
like it's not a naturally occurring color because you still have like a little bit of like purpley lavender color in your hair. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tonks is like she falls in love with the ultimate outsider.
Yeah.
She falls in love with a fucking werewolf. And she's like ride or die, stand by her man. She has a baby with him. Like she is...
She's headstrong. She knows that she loves him from the get. Fucking headstrong.
Like, she is amazing. She is a wonderful... Very strong female character. Like she was on and off of my list.
She's what shows you that your Patronus can change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is on and off. She was on and off of my list for a really long time.
She was on and off for me too, and she just didn't end up making it because I subbed her out for.
I was on and off between her and Luna.
Yeah, Molly. Me too.
I was on and off.
Me too.
But did we talk about Luna?
No, we haven't because someone has a table. Her as number one.
Okay. She was on and off of my list with Luna. Like she's fucking fancy. Yeah. She's super strong.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she had like family issues. Like she,
same thing. Like with her mom. Like she's Narciso's sister.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was like disowned by her parents or something. Like she is fucking
right.
I think
Narciso's cousin. Narciso's sister.
No
cousin.
Because Bella is Bellatrix's sister.
Bella and Narciso are sisters.
Yeah, I think. But Tonks is because she's a pure blood. She's a cousin.
She's a cousin. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So she was like disowned by the family. Like she's just like, you know what?
Oh fuck my you, God, why did I just come across this?
Oh, don't
oh
do
my
that.
God, the worst.
When,
oh God, no.
When she came across like a gif or a photo of all the horrible death.
Oh, everybody
death.
That was dead.
When we went to Italy, my brother and I climbed the dome in Florence. Like we made it all the way to the top. Il Duomo. Yes, we did.
Il Duomo.
And there's a lot of graffiti fucking everywhere. But at the top of the dome, it's like so people beautiful. Like wrote their names, like they would like graffiti the top of the dome. And I found a Deathly Hallows and I took a picture and I was like, oh, my God, this totally made me almost having a fucking heart attack climbing these 400 something steps.
Dude, I climbed those steps, too.
But
it's worth it.
It's totally worth it. The view is totally fucking worth it.
Those are the scariest stairs, though.
Dude,
at one point, it's vertical.
I did something in a tower.
Fucking Pisa?
Vertical.
No. Mm-hmm. The Tower of Pisa was way worse than the dome.
I did some steps in a tower.
Because the fucking tower is leaning. So you're like climbing the stairs and all of a sudden you're like going to the right. And then, oh shit, you're moving to the left. And then I'm like, because they sorry to like fucking divert here, but when you walk into, they only let like small groups up at a time because it's a smaller tower. It's 200, almost 200 less steps than the dome in Florence. They like make everybody sit and like you're standing there and the fucking thing, it's a really steep, like when you're at the bottom, it's a really steep angle. that I was like, I'm getting dizzy. Like, my head is spinning and I'm not doing anything because of how tilted this building is.
Wow.
It is. Like, I climbed up there and I was like, cool, I'm up here. I'm ready to get down because right, I'm sick.
Done.
And
I'm done now.
I'm done. Cool. I took. Can we please? Please.
I'm fine. Let's go down to the floor and do the thing where I'm holding it up.
Yeah.
Let's just do that photo.
We did that. Yeah. We did that, but I'm like, I need to be different, so I'm going to lay on the floor and hold it up with my feet. And I also have a picture of me pushing it because fuck you, Tower. I'm going to push you over. But yeah, like, I will have
control.
I will not be hacky. But yeah, at the top of the dome in Florence, there is a Deathly Hallows.
Cool.
And it made me very happy. My brother called me a nerd and I almost That's punched awesome. Him in his throat. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then the last person on my honorable mentions is Dumbledore.
Oh. High five, Dumbledore.
My honorable mentions are Hagrid, Lupin, and Tonks. I kind of put them as one.
Just yeah, same.
A couple. It's okay.
I have the twins as one as well. Neville and Molly. And then I just, speaking of Neville, I came across this interesting tidbit that says the reason Snape hit Neville so much is because since he could have been the chosen one, it means Lily would have survived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hate. God, you just broke my fucking heart.
Sorry. I just came across a BuzzFeed that was like 20 like
anything
sad
that
facts.
Makes anything that makes Lily survive just
yeah.
Ugh, like, that always makes me yeah, that always makes me sad too. Yeah. Although there are times where people write things like that, like I can't help but laugh whenever people are like Snape was the ultimate fuckboy. I can't help but laugh at that because I'm like, it's kind of true.
It's true.
It's kind of true because the thing is, like, Lily never had an interest in
never.
Him.
Never, and he's still like, "Bitch, get over it. Move on. Live your life, bro.
That's why I can't. Like, one of the reasons I can't move past Snape's, like, I can't really go all like get there all the way with him. Is because of that. It's like it was crystal clear. Like there was, she wasn't leading you on.
Stephanie's like, taking a picture of
you
all
need
the
to, like I understand Halloween having like an unrequited rappers. Love for somebody, but like how far are you gonna let that go? Anyway,
yeah,
your honorable mentions.
I agree. Move on, bro.
My honorable mentions were Neville, Molly Weasley, Hagrid, and Umbridge. And wait, I would like to make a case for Severus Snape. Because a lot of Snape hate.
Let it
Here's
go.
The thing. I don't. I'm not As saying that he's perfect, and I'm not saying he annoys. He doesn't annoy me because he is a fuckboy. He is. And he should. And he should have
Snake is a fuckboy.
Just gotten over it. Yeah, he should have just gotten over it and gotten past it and not perpetuated it. But leaving that. Where it is. I feel like he as a character was built in such a way that he was so flawed yeah. and human. And the fact that both sides of his, oh, wow, it's past my bedtime. like I'm searching for words.
You're like, what is words?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Both sides of sort of where his loyalties lie or mm-hmm. where he thinks or what he believes in, they conflict. So you have on one side Dumbledore telling him what to do behind the scenes, which you don't really find out until later. And, mm-hmm. and you know, on the other hand, the whole thing with Lily and the whole thing. I just seeing him get redeemed, I guess, in the end, it's not perfect, but nothing ever is perfect. For me, he represented humanity and sort of a flawed beauty,
yeah,
imperfect beauty.
I get that. I feel like I can appreciate that about his character. I just don't like when people overly romanticize him and Lily's relationship and are like,
no.
Lily should have ended up with him. I'm like, no, because when you talk about when you talk about it like that, you act as if Lily's a prize rather than a person.
Agreed.
And I like, to me, I'm like, Lily Potter chose James. Oh, I mean, well, Lily Evans, sorry, chose James Potter. Mm-hmm. She chose him for a reason. We never get to find out those reasons, but we have to assume it's for a good one because he's also the type of friend that would to find a way to become an animagi, like I don't know how to pronounce that word.
Animagus.
Animagus, right. Just to help his friend through a transition. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, there's a lot of things about his character that, like, I feel like his friendship with Lupin was really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
That even though he himself isn't a perfect character, there had to be these redeeming factors for this character like Lily to have fallen for him. It's not like she right. was dumb enough to fall for him. It was more like
right, right.
he was good enough to, like, earn her. Like not earn her, but yeah, he was no, good enough yeah. to meet up with her.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, like, I feel like when people, like, overly romanticize the Snape and her thing,
no, no.
they're kind of negating the character's choice.
We also
don't
have this story if that happens.
Yeah, yeah, so which is FYI. Why I would pay
totally.
To see a Marauders thing. Because yes. I want to see the hate turn into love thing between James and Lily. I want to see that happen.
Yeah.
I want to see the thing between her and Snape being besties, and then him having a thing for her,
yeah,
and
like,
not knowing what to do with it.
We barely see that in like the flashbacks, mm-hmm. like when Harry like does the ledge lament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't even say that.
Occam's thing. The,
yeah. yeah, when he does it to, like, when he bounces it back to Snape, and he can see all of Snape's memories. Like, we get a teeny little glimpse of how him and Lily were friends, but I want more.
Yeah,
J.K. Rowling. Yeah. We want more.
Dear Molly. Watching over Fred like you've watched over Harry all these years. Love Lily.
Stop hurting me so.
Get out.
Fucking Tumblr.
Get the fuck out.
Bet you anything.
Fuck you, Tumblr.
Fuck you, Tumblr.
Snape was on my list because, not because of Lily, but because of Harry. Because he made a choice in a lot of ways, having to guide Harry while basically hating him because he represented everything he couldn't have, and yet also represented
everything he hated.
Like, it, everything he loved, everything he hated personified, and then he has to guide this person who, you know, by no fault of his own, but whatever, Harry's Harry, he has to guide him through this whole series, and it's just painful that at the end he dies for it, and he never gets to be redeemed. Like, he dies without having to, or without getting the opportunity to say, actually, this is why I did. I mean, he did get that chance because he did that thing on purpose, but I feel like he didn't get to have the satisfaction of, like, seeing people see him for who he actually was.
But I don't think he did it. Ultimately, he didn't do it for other people.
He didn't, but there has to be some ramifications psychologically to having to lie and lie and lie and sort of act, be someone else in a lot of ways and act differently than how
the
you
whole
feel.
Double agent thing.
The double agent loveliness and
still don't think he needed to be. The thing is, like, it was one of the things where, like, you know what I would have liked in the books, and this is not like a criticism on JK herself, this is one of the things where, like, for Snape's character, if even a few times you would have had Harry's confusion at Snape having a sudden soft moment with him when they were alone, when no one else was around, because, like, no matter what, Harry may have acted like James a lot, but he still did act like Lily too in some senses. They've made that clear in the books, where he was caring like Lily, or he was like this like Lily, or stuff like that. Like, Remus would say that himself. Like, Lupin would say that himself. So it's one of those things. I think Lupin was one of the first people who say that Harry actually reminded them of their mom every so often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In those moments,
Lupin would tell him, like, "Oh, you have your mom's eyes, and
but you also have her heart, or something like that." Like, someone said something along the lines of, like,
"I think it was Hagrid." No,
was it Hagrid or Lupin?
I don't know.
It says a lot about their characters. But it could have been either one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in that, if there would have been, like, at least a moment or two where you would have been confused by Snape having, like, a sudden soft moment to him, or not being an outward dick to him, even when they were alone, then I feel like there would have been this more. Like, I wouldn't.
It would have been more of a natural progression as opposed to just, like, an out of nowhere. Well,
yeah.
Okay, this is how it is.
Yes.
And I think that's probably why I have a lot of problems with. Not a lot of problems with it. It's probably why I don't buy it as much, because it's just. It was.
Yeah.
There
I
was
have
no,
some friends
no,
that are like, all the no feels for Snape after.
No indication whatsoever that this is, like, what you were actually doing.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. Only
he's a
only
little
in the
too
sense
hateful
that,
towards Harry for it to just be like, oh well, you actually did it off that.
It's like he does it like more out of
obligation. Yeah, I think
out of obligation. That is what it is. Yes.
He feels like he has to more than he wants to.
Yes, I think that's true, but the fact that he went through with it because it was an obligation, I mean, and he let the hate that he had also flow through. Again, it showed the humanity. Someone who is flawless would have been super sweet to Harry despite the hate.
But the thing is, I didn't want him to be flawless either. I still wanted him to be like, I'm still cool with him being flawed.
Yeah.
But still having some moments of growth, because no matter what, Harry does grow in the books.
He does. Yes.
And Snape has been around him enough where he should have been able to notice it.
Yeah.
But he's so blinded by his prejudgment of a teenage version of this guy he yep. once knew that he judges his little child.
# petty spaghetti.
Let's move on to
all right,
let's we can talk about this forever.
Wait, did I yes. talk to did you say you're
we could literally have an entire yes. podcast about what's
about Snape.
About
yeah.
Snape.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Okay, so my honorable mentions, like I said earlier, they're all women. So my honorable mentions are Tonks, which you already talked about, and Ginny. Umbridge, because just gotta say, she is, you know, you hate her,
oh
and
God.
You just
oh
fucking hate her. It's not even love to hate her. You just fucking hate her. Her stupid little laugh. Her stupid little
stupid cat plates.
She's so power
I
really, hungry.
I love
and
her cat
just takes advantage of everyone.
Yes. And even in like the little shorts,
she doesn't
like,
give a fuck.
The
she ends
shorts,
up becoming the Minister of Magic for a hot second.
Yeah, the little shorts that J.K. Rowling released on Pottermore go even into like her history.
Yeah, I read
and,
about
like,
that.
Her parents.
Yep.
And
it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. It is like.
Yeah.
Her dad was.
Why is my.
Like the janitor at.
Yeah.
At the ministry. And she literally was
she like.
She like
pretends like she doesn't even know who he
you
is.
You stop working here. I'll give you a small little allowance as long as you don't say anything in public mm-hmm. about us being related. And yep. then when people would say like, oh, wasn't there a janitor named Umbridge? She was like.
Nope.
No, no. I don't know nope. what you're talking about. Like, she is fucking evil.
Yeah, like, and even, like,
what a dick.
Evil.
In those shorts, like, J.K. Rowling talks about, like, there's, like, after she, like, goes into, like, the character history, there's, like, a little brief paragraph, like, as J.K. Rowling speaking as J.K. Rowling, mm-hmm. like, her thought process, and she's, like, talking about the name Dolores Umbridge, like, fucking Dolores means pains.
Yeah.
And Umbridge, yeah. like, I take Umbridge to, like, whatever, yeah. whatever. Like, her name was specifically picked because she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that
yeah.
is.
This is not supposed to be a redeemable character.
Yeah, she is not at all. Like, she, like, there is, like, her and Voldemort are both, like, almost neck and neck as to
how terrible
who is worse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
I know it's an unrelated thing, but there was this, like, meme I loved going around when Walking Dead came back.
I saw that.
Yeah, when it's like I thought I would never hate anyone more than this character, and it's a picture of Umbridge until this character came around. It was a picture of Negan.
Well, you can probably hate put Ramsay Bolton up there too.
Well, yeah, that's what it was. It was like, yeah. oh, I Story. Hated this person, and then this person, and then it was Negan.
And then it was Negan.
And then
yeah.
Negan. Fucking fuck that
so
guy.
Negan. Oh, but he's so hot.
Another
no, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is hot. I hate Negan.
Oh yeah, I hate Negan.
Too. I will separate the two.
He's a great villain.
How
though.
Do you go from Denny Duquette?
Oh,
to Denny. Sweet Denny Duquette.
Denny, you'll always break my heart.
If we lay here.
Okay, so.
Can we just go back to P.S. I Love You, and at least he's like happy and alive in that one.
All right, so number one.
I have two more honorable mentions.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my next honorable mention is Narcissa Malfoy, because she, again, as a mom, would do anything for her son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like
she isn't in the opposite direction. She doesn't.
Yeah, she is like she's on the dark side. Like mm-hmm. she is, you know, married to a Death Eater. She's on Voldemort's side. Like she's totally against Harry. But like you even see it in the last book when she goes to like check if Harry's dead and she realizes that he's alive. She doesn't tell Voldemort mm-hmm. that he's alive, and she
because her priority
is to find out about her son.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that in that tiny little moment. That shows that her love for her son is greater than
any alliance
with her husband, with the fucking Dark Lord, with anything. Like her love for her son is number one.
Yeah.
And she does give her a little bit of a redeemable quality.
Yeah.
To me, as a mom, and fucking Narcissa Malfoy does have, I'm sorry, to be married to a Death Eater, even it, like just to follow somebody like that, like you have to have, there has to be something in you to be able to kind of put up with that shit. even if like you disagree or you agree, like there's something in you have to be a little bit strong to do that.
Especially because like the guy, Voldemort took over her home.
Mm-hmm. He was living in her home. Yep. Yeah. He was living in her house. She was controlling her son.
She had to have like put aside a certain amount of her fear for him to just even check for her kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so she does deserve. Even
and
we
she
don't
also
know
has to have a certain
her.
Amount of strength, mental strength herself, because don't forget Voldemort himself is also an Occlumens, or how do I even pronounce that? He can read people's he can read people's minds. So she herself has to have a certain amount of strength mental strength where she can just turn around and be like, yeah, no, he's
to
dead.
To block him out, yeah.
To block him out and be like, yeah, no, he's dead.
And then, of
there's
course,
there's like an inference there for that.
My last honorable mention goes to Lily Potter. Sorry, guys.
No, that's okay.
Sorry to put like a little damper. Yeah. She,
if there was any wine, I mean, I wouldn't pour one out for my homie because I would have drank it.
I mean, we did.
Pour one out for your homies.
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
You can drink mine. I'm not
going to
drink it.
We'll pour out.
Because you've been pour like out, napping in that. Yes.
Tired.
But yeah, Lily.
Wands up for Lily, guys.
She made. Yep. That's the one. Mm-hmm. Wands up for Lily. She made the ultimate sacrifice for her son. And in that ultimate sacrifice, she protected her son long after her death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Ended up saving the whole wizarding world for it.
Yep. Pretty much. So, yeah.
One sacrifice.
Lily, if I knew more about her, she probably would have made my mountain, but we don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the books, not including the little shorts. I haven't finished the little shorts. But we don't have that much information about Lily, but she does deserve to
be
mentioned.
Why a Netflix series of the Marauders is what needs
get
to
on
happen.
It, J.K. Rowling.
Get on this.
We need to know.
We will sit there with you and we will cheer you on the entire time.
Yes. Party didn't fucking right. pay for it. I would pay for it.
Yeah.
Number one.
All right. Yeah. Number ones.
Can we pause really quick though?
Sure. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Yes.
All right.
Number 1.
All right, guys. Number 1.
That's my drum roll.
It's a good one.
Gets late.
Whoop-ha.
And that's the whip. Does anyone have like a one sound? The three.
Vanessa will find one.
Maybe.
She's not going to edit that in.
Nope. You know me. All right, Steph, what's
insert
number
one sound here that
brackets.
Will not be inserted.
Bracket. I can. I mean, I'll write down the timestamp, but.
You're not going to do it.
I'm probably not even going to remember why I'm writing this.
If right now, if you put a one sound in right now, my voice is talking, I will be so surprised.
Now I want to do it. Wand.
Wand.
All right, go.
My number one, with no surprise, it is Luna Lovegood.
Yes,
my number one side character.
She's my number two.
She's my number four.
Mine too.
Well,
she's definitely made all of ours.
Unanimous mountain person.
Yes,
would be Luna.
Luna. Yeah.
She well does.
Lovegood.
Yes, because she
Looney?
Will.
Looney Lovegood.
Looney Lovegood. Looney Lovegood. Looney Loopy is somebody else. Looney, you're right. Correct. I apologize.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting that in the movies, like in the books, that she ends up with this whole other guy with like Newt Scamander's like eventual like ancestor. No, not ancestor. Descendant.
Mm-hmm.
But in the movie, she ends up with Neville.
I kind of like her with Neville.
I think it's cute. In the movie, it's cute.
It works out. I always like that from the beginning.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute. And it's one of those things where like, it kind of makes sense just because of all the bonding they would have done while the Golden Tree were gone. While the three were out, like everything would have gone together. So Luna, for me, she comes into Harry's life in a very important point in his life.
Agreed.
Yes.
When he's being a little bitch at the time.
He's being
Caps Lock Harry is what I refer to him as.
Caps Lock Harry.
That's what I refer to him as. Or actually, I'm not going to take credit. I used to listen to this podcast called Pottercast. For years I listened to them around the time when...
Deathly Hallows was out.
Deathly Hallows and Half-Blood Prince. And they called him, or the fandom called him Caps Lock Harry. That he was just a fucking bitch. Like,
yeah, he was. He was a little too emo.
It was just hard to read.
Like, think of your normal, like, hormonal teenager.
Oh, yeah, total teenager.
I was annoying
as a
teenager.
The pressure of saving the entire wizarding world, you'd be a Caps Lock Harry.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
True that.
No, if my breakups made me... Okay, well, this is going to say a lot about me as a teenager. But... I had this one breakup with this one guy once where I got so emotional about the breakup that when I was crying, I started speaking in old English.
Oh my. Okay, why?
I don't know how to react to this.
I don't know either. And it happened to me. And I was the person.
Fair enough.
A few sentences in, I even went, what?
Why is this happening?
Why? But it's one thing that's just emotional. I was so emotional. I think it's also like I happened to be reading stuff at the time too. Like, I don't know.
Like the Canterbury Tales?
Something. Like, I feel like there was a connection. There was like a connection. I was emotional. I'm pretty sure I was reading Shakespeare in English. I have no idea. But imagine that person with magic.
Oh my.
And the entirety of the wizarding world, like,
yeah, it's like on your shoulders.
On your shoulders.
I mean, yeah, he does.
Half the teenagers, I thought.
It's understandable that he would be emo as fuck, yeah. But
or at least have a like, at least have a moment of like, okay, well, we can't stand you right now.
Yeah. You need to go sit in a corner.
Yeah, and like that's essentially what everyone did to him was like, oh, Harry, go to the corner. Right. Where Luna was the one person who was like, but you know what's nice in the corner? This.
Like, your radish earrings.
Look at my necklace. And like, it keeps away the nargles.
She was a very empathetic character. Yes. Where she was very much the kind of character who's like, you wish that you had that friend around when you were going something really tough.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to tell you it's not a big deal, get past it, everything like that. She's more the person who's like,
let's
acknowledge what you're feeling. Yeah. I understand. Da da da. When she sees the Thestrals before everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, she explains it to Harry.
She explains it. Like, yeah.
She
like,
explains it.
Well, that's, for me, that's what it is with Luna is, I mean, on top of her, and to quote Mike Hannigan, she's so wonderfully weird.
Yes.
But it's the fact that of everybody there, she's the only one that really understands Harry in that respect. Is mm-hmm. like, those who can see Thestrals is because they've seen death.
Yeah.
And she, like Harry, saw the death of a parent.
Yeah.
So it's, she is the only person that gets that side of it. Now that she doesn't act the same way, I don't know.
She takes it a different way,
But that she takes it a different way. And she's got a psycho dad also that isn't the most...
The quibbler.
He's the, you know, he's not super stable and like sells them out and... And then she's like kind of shamed for her because these are her friends and, you know, she doesn't want that to happen to them either.
Oh, the fact that she does the paintings about them on her ceiling. Yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, it's very Rapunzel. she, that's what, and that's the thing is like, Luna is not, she's like the least judgmental person in that entire
And I love that series. She's just so different. Like, she's just like marches to the beach of her own drum.
She's a breath of fresh air.
She's so genuine. She really is.
Totally. And in the middle of the series, literally, you just get this breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And it's Luna.
Whereas like Fred and George could be these comic reliefs and stuff like that. And there's like a lot of characters that would do that. Even Seamus would do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or Hagrid. Or
But sometimes you need that optimism.
Yeah. Yes.
That
little ray of hope.
Yeah, that sunshine person.
Yes. Yeah, and then her name makes sense. Like, she is this, like, you know, like, it would have been silly if she would have named her Sunshine. But, like, the whole Luna thing, the, like, moonlight, like, she's very whimsical. She's very, the thing about, like, her, like, losing her shoes. And she's, like, half the time she doesn't have shoes on. Because
people that steal her shoes.
Like, she gets bullied, like, all the time.
She gets bullied and she doesn't let it affect her.
And she's
either.
Just so
she's
optimistic.
Like, whatever, people are just like that. Like,
they just take my shoes. They just take them.
Mm-hmm. They just take
And, like, it makes me so happy because, like, okay, so there's certain parts of me that associate myself with Luna Lovegood a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just because when I was younger, I did get picked on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was elementary school.
Girl, preach.
Yeah, like, so I got picked on a lot. But back then, my parents knew enough to, like, teach me that, like, it didn't really matter. And also, I had a certain amount of, my parents were really progressive, so I didn't understand why certain kids were saying certain things to me and why they would be insulting. Like, I had this one kid once, like, try to infer, or, like, a bunch of kids were teasing me, trying to say, like, me and my friends were lesbians. And I felt bad for them at the time because I'm like, oh, you don't know what lesbians are. Like, like, you don't understand that we're friends. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Like, it was very much
I'm
like,
sorry,
no,
you don't
I'm
understand.
I'm sorry for you. Like, you don't understand.
Well, that's a good way to
That is a good way to look at it.
So there was times like that when I was a little kid that, like, so there's very much times where I look at Luna and I'm very much like, I love that there's a character like you because there's a character I could point at too and be like, I get that a little bit. And I could even show that character to kids in the future if I'm ever having a conversation with a kid that's getting bullied or something like that. Like, that she can sometimes that it's not so much like rising above because you're
she doesn't even pay attention.
Yeah,
to it.
She just yeah. Let's roll off her back.
Not that she's not part of her world. She knows it's happening. She just chooses like not to care.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or see it a different way or something right. like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, she literally sees the world a different way.
Exactly. Yeah,
she's like in her own bubble. So
yeah. And not because she's unaware of the world.
No.
Yeah.
Like books definitely show that. The books definitely shows that she's not oblivious. She knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. She's not living in her own world. She's living in the current world. She's just choosing to see it differently. Mm-hmm. And there's something I very much love about that character.
That's why she's a Ravenclaw, not a Hufflepuff.
Right.
Yeah. Very yep. true. Yeah. And that's why for her it makes sense that she's a Ravenclaw. And I think it was very necessary to have that friend in Harry's life at that moment.
Exactly.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
That's my number one.
Okay. High my five. Girl. That's a good one.
A great
one.
Agreed.
I can't believe I'm the only one that has this character on their mountain. My number one is Dobby the house elf.
I'm actually very surprised. I'm
very surprised that nobody else has him. I will say this. Of all the people that do all the things for Harry and that all the people that die protecting Harry and standing up for, and just the whole mission of the war and the whole thing, the only person that chooses or the only character that chooses to put himself directly in the line of fire that doesn't have any other reason to, he's not fighting, he's not defending anybody, he's not armed, he does nothing, and he literally throws himself in the line of fire is Dobby. Yeah. And nobody else does that.
Selfless.
Yeah. And he does it, and he does it for, yeah. And he does selfless. It out of the beautiful thing is he gets to do it out of his own freedom, and that's the point of his
exactly.
character.
Exactly. The point of, you know, he was this enslaved character. House elves are treated not even, they're not, the muggle world, I'm sorry, the wizard world is a kind of a caste system, and mm-hmm. and these are the bottom of the barrel. They're house, they're literally slaves.
Yeah.
They're right. owned by people. He was owned by the Malfoys, and and Harry frees him at the end of Goblet of Fire, and he's spent his entire life afterwards trying to repay Harry and be friends with Harry. And he even says, like, as he's dying in Harry's arms, he says how happy he is to be friends with Harry, that he could have done this because Harry's his friend.
It was heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
When I watched the movie, I walked out of that theater in. And well, I wasn't
the only
one.
That's where they end Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Also. Yeah.
I know.
Like, you're going to end it on Dobby's death. So,
because it changes a lot of the pacing of the book, too.
Well, it does. That's the thing. The tone of the book changes. The tone of the book is established well in the beginning, because as soon as Hedwig dies, and this is the other thing, is that
spoiler alert.
I almost put Hedwig on this mountain because of the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I went with Dobby because Hedwig dies by accident. Hedwig doesn't do. I mean, and really, she's it's an outlaw.
Well, depending on how you read it. Like, there's some people who think that Hedwig actually put herself in front of
it, and it's quite possible. But you hear about Hedwig on a third account. Like,
It's not like you don't know her thoughts.
Right.
Like,
Because she's
whereas
not
Dobby can actually vocalize that.
Like Hedwig could have been like this motherfucker. Like,
Hedwig could have been like, get me the fuck out of here, you man. Bitches. I am in a
stuck
cage.
Here. I'm in a cage all the damn time. And I'm fucking dying because he had to leave tonight. Like, you don't know what she's thinking.
Of all the people, of all the people that die for Harry, Sirius, but Sirius is fighting. Sirius is like, he's protecting Harry, but he's got a foot to stand on in this battle. He's got
skin in the game.
He's got players in the game. He needs to like avenge his own
his own
reputation. Everybody, the Weasleys, everybody has a stake in the game except for Dobby, and Dobby is the only person to. Or, I mean, he's person, help, whatever, character. He's the only character that Elf Lives Matter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
To actually.
What have you started?
Just throw himself, literally threw himself to the wolves. And threw himself at, you know.
Bellatrix.
In between Bellatrix's dagger and Harry, and saves Harry. He doesn't take a bullet, but he takes a knife.
I mean, you could technically say he literally
takes
a bullet
for Harry. For Harry. Yeah. And nobody else, 100% selflessly. Like,
and I love,
nobody else
I love
does
that. That when they dug his grave, they dug it by hand and they didn't use magic.
Yeah.
Like, that shows the level of respect that they have.
And also that,
for Dobby.
You know,
like, that says, moment is when Harry kicks in and goes, no, now we mean business.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Harry all of a sudden goes from being freaked out and not having a plan or anything, that being like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here lies Dobby, a free elf.
I can't.
You can, if you if you're quiet enough, you could hear everybody's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So my and Vanessa's number one is the same.
Yes.
It is Boss Lady Minerva McGonagall.
The OG bad bitch.
Yeah. Hell OG
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite part is
the
Deathly Hallows and the Battle of Hogwarts. When she's like, I have been like
dying
to do this. And she like all the suits of armor.
Yeah.
And she sets off like the protection spells. Like,
yep.
So fucking yes, lady.
I didn't put Snape, McGonagall, nor Dumbledore on this just because for this very same reason.
Right.
Like, they were just, for me, they're of the adults. The golden trio, if you want to
right. Yeah.
So, okay.
Like, in the same sense that like we didn't want to put Harry, Ron, and Hermione because you know whatever.
I get that.
I didn't want to put those three because I just felt like there were so like there are other people that would have gone like unrecognized that definitely deserved it.
Totally. Yeah. I didn't put McGonagall and Dumbledore.
I'm right
either.
There with you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's incredible.
And Maggie Smith.
Badass.
Maggie's the only one who could.
She's the only one that could have played her, period.
And she played her during breast cancer.
Yes, she played her during breast cancer and shingles.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And of all the, I mean, talk about Harry's maternal figures.
Like, yes.
So, yes.
You know, like.
Harry's main maternal figure. I love that you see her, like, I am super strict. I'm all about the rules.
Yep.
But you see her being like, oh, first years aren't allowed to have a broom, but let's put Harry on the Quidditch team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Harry fucking kicks ass and Gryffindor is going to win the house.
Yeah, like she's competitive.
Yeah.
She's competitive as fuck. And she's like, this is my house. This is my team. And they are going to kick Slytherin's ass. Like
the way she sasses Umbridge.
She knows the line discipline and where discipline isn't really necessary.
Right.
She knows that line very well. So she knows exactly who she needs to be a disciplinarian with.
Yep.
She knows when she needs to put her foot down with Harry and Ron and Hermione and be like, bitches, no, what you did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you know, let them do what they're doing because they're fighting something much bigger than them. And that's...
Mm-hmm. And I think it says a lot about her character that she instills so much loyalty in Harry and everyone else that Harry only like uncloaks himself and shows himself and comes out of hiding when someone spits on her.
Yeah.
When someone disrespects McGonagall, that's when Harry's like, oh, fuck, no, you fucked with my bitch.
I think all the people you fucked like, McGonagall. Truly is, like, afraid of disappointing. Like, she's probably the first one because she, like, he kind of, like, he knows that he's scared of Snape. He fears Snape, he's not afraid of letting him down.
You're right.
Like, he's afraid of letting McGonagall down.
Right.
Like,
definitely.
Like, she's like another mother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And for the Dumbledore thing, he's more afraid of letting Dumbledore down because he thinks Dumbledore's always right. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's more afraid of letting McGonagall down because of he wants her approval because it's hard earned. Like there is something about the respect that she commands. Like I love McGonagall. I also was one of the people that I didn't put her on my list just because to me she is automatically integral to the story.
Right. Yeah,
like her, Snape, and Dumbledore are automatically integral.
Yeah.
So I guess I mean like that does kind of go against our initial parameters, but I feel like that to me like it kind of went in too where I was like, no, obviously these people are going to be in it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
she's just like.
Like yeah, she's my queen.
Yeah, like, she's like the epitome of what
I want to be McGonagall when I grow up.
Yep.
Is my
yep.
Yeah.
My life.
I think everyone wants to be also Maggie Smith when they grow up too.
Well, that too.
Yeah,
but she like. And Maggie Smith, like, I don't know if it's like...
perfect Wendy. Casting.
She's perfect casting.
Perfect.
Not only that, but, like, she reminds...
she's
kind
Wendy.
Of,
she is. She's
she kind of reminds me of my grandmother,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
She reminds me of my grandmother, and I look at her, and I'm like, you're just so fucking strong, and you're so amazing, and you're, like, so many different things to so many different characters, and...
so true.
Yes, and then the way she protects Trelawney.
Oh,
like, even though the two of them disagree on fucking everything.
But...
When Umbridge is attacking Trelawney,
then she's like, fuck
that
shit.
Fuck you. these are my people. Like, she and I do not agree on anything, but she's still one of my people, and you cannot treat her that way.
I think she's a crazy bitch, but she's my crazy bitch.
Exactly. She's my crazy bitch. You keep your hands off of my crazy bitch. Yep. Like, I am going to protect her at all costs. Like, she's
so
just...
So does she make the mountain too?
I think it has to go by... We have a lot of repeats.
We do have a lot of repeats.
Do we have more than four?
We have... Okay, so Luna makes the mountain because all four of us have her.
Yeah.
So we have two McGonagalls. We have two Siriuses. We have two Mollies. Two Bellatrix.
Oh, damn.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to debate the shit.
Yeah. Okay, so wait.
Okay, so Luna's automatic.
Luna's automatic.
So we have three spaces.
Yeah, we have two McGonagalls. We have two Siriuses.
Two Bellatrix. Any other repeats?
I don't think so.
Then that's it.
Okay, because
so McGonagall, well, Molly, no?
That's it.
Wait, did I say two Mollies? I have Molly. There's two Mollies, too.
Okay.
Oh, so we have
Molly,
five.
McGonagall. Okay, so
we have five.
I will fight tooth and nail for Sirius.
So it's between
I would put Sirius over Bellatrix. I would.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Okay, so then it's Luna, Sirius, McGonagall.
Molly.
And Molly.
There you go.
Good list.
I almost had a perfect map.
Oh, wow.
Good list.
There's a part of me that really wants to fight for Neville, but I got Sirius.
But Neville only got one vote.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, Neville.
The mountain is built.
Luna, Sirius, McGonagall, and Molly.
I can't argue any of those.
Nope.
I really can't.
It's a perfect mountain.
It is a perfect mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. High five, Geek guys.
More, that's how you do a perfect mountain.
That is how it's done, guys.
Because you know what? Women talk shit out.
Nobody got angry.
Nobody
fought at each other.
Everybody compromises.
Nobody did a teacher walk.
What's a teacher walk?
David's teacher walk. Hang on. I'll do it.
And now Vanessa's up and hands on hips. She is pacing back and forth.
Going on about how a Legend of Zelda movie would be stupid, and David got up from the table because he
David left the conversation. He's like, "Fuck you guys."
Nice. He ghosted.
He ghosted.
Oh, fuck guys and ghosting though.
Yeah.
All right, guys, and with that, we're sure ghosting. To check out to the Geek Bro Network. You can find all these amazing podcasts, including the four that we've hijacked.
We are currently representing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mama's a Merlot, Mount Geekmore, Woo Bro,
Cosplay Fame.
There's also Zeros on Heroes and What's Good. All of those podcasts are currently available on the Geek Bro Network.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to wrap up, your final mountain is Minerva McGonagall, Molly Weasley, Severus Snape, Luna Lovegood.
But yes. Luna Lovegood's on top.
Luna yes.
Lovegood
she is on top because she's the only one with four votes.
She's towards the front with her crazy ass eyeglasses and her reddish earrings.
And her upside down Quibbler.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, do we have to say that's how winning is done?
I'm just going to say cheers.
All right.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for checking us out.
Find where everyone's going to be found. Tell your things.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you can find Steph Ulloa and I at Mama's Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, across all social media. Email us. Email us your wine suggestions. If you have a wine you would like us to taste, we will definitely drink it. Just send us an email or a tweet.
Can I suggest you guys drink absinthe? Is this like a thing I can
you
do?
Don't
you can.
Know.
I don't know if we're going to do it, but you can.
We are.
Listen,
I don't need to see Kylie Minogue flying around.
You should see Kardashians in your living room out of nowhere.
I mean, if they were physically here, that would be fantastic.
Why are you here?
Kourtney Kardashian, you have a standing invitation
as
well.
She does. Kourtney has a standing invitation.
She is mom goals. Seth?
Oh, yes. You can find me on WooBro. That's WooBro Pod. And at Not That Steph on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're a guy, please don't send me dick pics because that's been happening lately.
Send her all the dick
pics. Hashtag
that. So that we can make fun of them.
Oh, do it. Yes, I want
to
see.
Forewarning, if you are a guy and you send me a dick pic, I will show them to other women. We will mock them and we will post them.
Yes.
With captions and disguises. Warning.
Vicariously.
There's a Tumblr account like that. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's fantastic. Christy, I will buy Felipe the fuck out of
you. You can find me. at Cosplay Fame, CosplayFame on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all that good shit. And
across all social media.
Me personally, it's just Christy with C-H-R-I-S-T and three Y's at the end on all that crap, Twitter and Instagram.
Christy.
Oh, yes, photography. Sorry. I always forget to do my plug my own damn thing.
Plug your company, bro.
Yeah.
She's a photographer.
My photography is at the number three, littlewordstudio.com.
And that's words with an S.
Yes. Plural words, singular studio, because there's only one of me. And I am unique. And my Instagram is at 3LW Studio on Insta.
Yes.
So that's that. Then now I did the thing right, and I'm done.
There you go.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking us out. Please remember to rate and review and subscribe and share with your friends. Even if you want to make fun of us, share with your friends.
As long as you leave a 5-star review, I don't give a shit.
You can discuss
write a bad review all you want. Just put five stars.
Just 5 stars. That way iTunes pays attention.
Bring it.
Yes.
Bring that debate.
All right, guys.
All right, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Go. Brick stacked up in a high pile. G4 flying, no sky mile. Get it, rip it, give it to whoever in the city. Hard, soft, girl, boy, decisions. All I can do is envision all the dough I be getting. It's just a thick bag, a quarter key with the mission. And now I'm weighing fish scale on a big scale. Hoping I can evade the law and stay out of jail. My relative gave me work, I made it disappear. Like Harry Potter got that chopper in the window sill. My cousin wanna bring, I tell him, listen here, you better bring my money back quick. He replied like this.
Got that money in a rubber band. Right hand get tired, I just whip it with my other hand. If I can't make that bridge, I'm back, I bet my brother can. Hop in my truck and chuck it right like we're wrong, man. And if they ask, we got the wheel game proper. With the brick came proper, make him disappear. We just call it air baller. Got the wheel game proper. My click ain't chopper. Make him disappear. We just call it air baller, man.
Straight drop, got J's playing sideline tough. Young boys got ratchets in their sideline clapping. Cheese on your head, now you a fan of the Packers. We be stiffer than the statue, we soprano style weapons.
Yeah.
Phone ringing, it's about to have a ticket calling. Get off this work, we all gonna be joining Pippin balling. Yeah, cause I'ma whip it to a lock. Set it out to it, dry and distribute it to the block. I'm motivated by big faces. I need guap, and my only fears is God Almighty. Snake some of my niggas hustling, and some of them got nothing. Couple of them quit the game, and the other ones in the box.
Got that money in a rubber band. Right hand get tired, I just whip it with my other hand. If I can't make they reach, I'm back, I bet my brother can. Hop in my trap and chuck it, body like we're on a man. And if they ask, we got a real game proper. If the brick came proper, we make him disappear. We just call it air product. Got the real game proper. My click ain't chopper. Disappear, we just call it air powder, man, man. And we just call it air powder, man, man. And we just call it air powder, man. And we just call it air powder, man, man. And we just call it air powder, man.
You try me, you disappear, we call it air powder. Just got a hoe, I told her, come sit on this Ted collar. I get my bitches from the birds, I'm from the slum, though. And I be fresh every day, bitch, on your spoke. I mix the coke with the water like I'm a chemist. I'm smoking until I'm finished. I'm focusing independent. You locals is my apprentice. A lot of haters want my campaign to end. I fucked a nigga bitch and I champagne a friend. And I just acquired another fan. I'm truly swag. And if your boyfriend get wrong, I'ma shoot his ass. I'm a young boss player, make a thick Dane holler. If this rap shit fall, I got my wheel game.
Man, I
ain't
need 50 money in a rubber band. Right hand get tired, I just whip it with my other hand. If I can't make they reach, I'm back, I bet my brother can. Hop in my trap and chuck it, body like we're on a man. And if they ask, we got the wheel game proper. If your brick came proper, we make him disappear. We just call it air powder. Got the wheel game proper. My click ain't chopper. We make him disappear. We just call it air powder.
You gotta whip it with your shoulder if you're trying to get that Rover. But that photo Panamera probably be a little colder. Yeah. the trap, hop, skip, jump it. Gas, no air, I got my motherfuckers pumping. Bricks, no rocks, that's the motherfucking function. And if you try to rob, I make your hand do the pumping. Finger licking, delicious chicken, homie got brickies. Six light potter, the yapper for niggas licking. I rock the leather coat like a motherfucking Italian. The dookie gold rope with the motherfucking medallion. I guess these bird flocking is the home of the falcon. They got me in the middle of the trap like Malcolm. Bricks transforming like that yellow Camaro. Black in the skello, I'm smoking the Rello.
Money in a rope, man. Why ain't you tired? I just whip it with my other hand. If I can make they reach, I'm back. I bet my brother came. Hop in my trap, I'm checking body like Marauders, man. And if they ask, we got the real gang proper. If the brick gang proper, we make him disappear. We just call it Harry Potter. Got the real gang proper. My click ain't proper. We make him disappear. We just call it Harry Potter, man. And we just call it Harry Potter, man. And we just call it Harry Potter, man. And we just call it Harry Potter, man.